Pianos and Pianos and the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method guarantees you'll be playing exciting songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Click on the video now to go to their website. The unique technique Accelerated Piano Method, only at Pianos and Pianos.
Who buy health insurance on their own, she says that's important.
To keep the insurance companies honest, to encourage competition.
It would require everyone to have health insurance, provide subsidies to help buy it, and end discrimination based on pre-existing conditions. To help pay for it, the bill would raise income taxes for those making over $500,000 a year. Bob Fuzz, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
I'm Barry Bagnato. After reviewing 23 million records covering an 18-year period, Johns Hopkins researchers say the lives of at least 17,000 children would have been saved if they had been insured.
It literally helps us quantify the human cost of not having insurance.
Pediatric surgeon Fizan Abdullah.
If you're a hospitalized child in the U.S. healthcare system, your risk of dying, being in a bed uninsured compared to a child who has insurance next to you is 60% higher.
This study in the Journal of Public Health finds uninsured kids are more likely to arrive at hospitals through emergency rooms with more advanced illnesses, raising their death risks. The researchers admit the number's just an estimate, but they believe it's an underestimate. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
President Obama was up past midnight paying a solemn visit to Dover Air Force Base. Let's go live to the White House for this story from CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
It was a grim overnight for the president. The sound of a military honor guard as Mr. Obama saluted the return of the 18 Americans killed this week in Afghanistan. He boarded the big C-17 transport that brought the bodies home, and he met privately in a chapel with families of the dead. It all heartens Ruth Stonecipher, president of American Gold Star Mothers, whose son Chris died in Afghanistan in 2001.
It says everything. To have the president there is an amazing tribute.
The first time in recent memory that a president has personally paid tribute to returning war dead. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
A day after a suicide attack in Peshawar left 105 people dead just after her arrival in Islamabad, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton has met with Pakistani students. In trying to bolster Washington's image, Clinton underscored the U.S. desire to help bring stability to the country.
The war that your government and your military is waging right now is a very important one for the future of Pakistan, and we are going to continue to assist the government and the military to be successful in that war.
Iran has delivered its formal response to a nuclear fuel proposal drawn up by the UN. Iranian media reports say Tehran will discuss the issue, quoting now, with a positive attitude. Earlier, a pro-government newspaper reported Iran will push for major revisions to the plan, including not shipping all of its uranium abroad for enrichment at one time. As the H1N1 virus continues spreading across the U.S., it is not only the flu vaccine that's in short supply. Let's get the story live from CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan.
Now there are shortages of Tamiflu, the prescription liquid that kids take for the flu. Kelly Hill has been searching for it in Oklahoma City for her son.
He's been in and out of the doctor and been sick for the past month.
The flu has closed hundreds of schools around the country. The superintendent in Traverse City, Michigan, shut them down. Even though it's some, the absentee rate is less than 20%.
We're concerned about the health and safety of our children.
In New York City, Health Commissioner Thomas Farley is trying to reassure parents.
The vaccine is safe.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Today, AM 760 is brought to you by Our Clean World.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. 15 inches of snow and counting in Denver, a lot more in Louisville and Erie, where they're close to 2 feet, even more in the foothills. Driving's turning out to be kind of a nightmare this morning.
I saw a little car on the right-hand side of the road, and the U-Haul trailer he was hauling is on the left. That kind of makes everybody slow down just a little bit.
That driver was trying to make it in from Nebraska, where much of I-80 is closed. CDOT trucks are out in full force this morning, plowing some areas for a third and fourth time. I-25 northbound is closed from Wellington all the way into Wyoming. Roughly 100 flights were canceled at DIA yesterday. Another 100 are already canceled for today. Jen Dunn, who is running the New York Marathon this weekend, was at the airport yesterday trying to get a flight.
We had some concerns that the weather would be severe and there might be canceled flights, so we went ahead and tried to get out of town today. Do we have a flight?
We have a flight.
Today, DIA officials are warning of more delays and cancellation as the day wears on, with another foot of snow forecast by this afternoon. In sports, the Nuggets beat Utah to kick off their NBA season last night. The Avs won again, beating the Flames in Calgary. And the Phillies took Game 1 of the World Series, beating the Yankees 6-1. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
It's a slow drive as you're out and about. Got a couple different spin-out accidents already. We're getting word of one. This is westbound I-70 at Colorado. The other one westbound 76, just past 74th. Now, the surface streets are also very messy right now. Watch those bridges, ramps, and overpasses, as well as you're coming up on intersections. We've got a surface street accident where a pickup truck tried to beat a light rail train at 17th and Stout. You can guess who won. Lots of emergency crews on scene. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
The Pinnacle at City Park South just got better. A lot better. Specially reduced prices and below market interest rates now make owning even more affordable than rent. Get the whole story at denversbestforless.com.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM 760.
By the way, Bill Press, no intellectual giant.
I enjoyed his company. He had a warmth and brash humor that made up for his constant references to a former L.A. life. The retinue of women who supposedly still called him long distance every night, his past football exploits, the celebrities he knew.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Out of many, we are one. That while we breathe, we hope. And where we are met with cynicism and doubt, and those who tell us that we can't, we will respond with that timeless creed that sums up the spirit of a people. Yes, we can.
President Obama takes an unscheduled midnight trip to Dover Air Force Base to welcome home the remains of 18 Americans killed in Afghanistan this week. Now, will he send more to take their place? Hey, on that somber note, we kick off this Thursday edition, third hour together of the Bill Press Show, Thursday, October 29, 2009. Good to see you today, and thank you for being part of the Bill Press Show. We're coming to you live coast to coast across this great country of ours from our little radio studio here on Capitol Hill, where there is lots to talk about today, man. A busy, busy day already. Talking about health care reform with Speaker Nancy Pelosi poised to unveil the House version of health care reform. That's going to dominate our hour, this third hour together here today, because yesterday we learned that after all the talk about the robust public plan option in the House, contrasting with the weaker version in the Senate, it ain't going to happen. We're not even going to get the robust public plan option from the House of Representatives, and we'll tell you why in just a bit. But that's the big news here on this end of Capitol Hill. The other end of Capitol Hill, yes. The other end of Pennsylvania Avenue, down at the White House, President Obama taking this secret trip in the middle of the night, left just before midnight from the White House over to Dover Air Force Base, was there when the C-17 arrived from Afghanistan with the bodies of the 18 Americans killed this week, and the president visiting with their families and then honoring each of those fallen Americans as their coffins were taken off the C-17 there at Dover Air Force Base. So lots to cover, lots to talk about. We're here for you, 866-55-PRESS, ready to take your calls, 866-55-77-377. And on the website today, BillPressShow.com. Don't forget, check it out every day. Always good stuff. And today we've put up on the website a very unusual veto letter that's Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger sent to a member of the California Assembly announcing he was vetoing this legislation, sending it back without his signature. It amounts to the veto. And the way the letter is just happens to be written, if you look down the left-hand side of the letter and read the letters down, it has a very profane, obscene message. The F-bomb dropped to a member of the California legislature. Now, the governor's office insists it was just a coincidence.
It's very creative.
Very
creative. Say that.
Take a look at it, the letter on their website, BillPressShow.com. Peter Ogburn, Dan Henning, what do you say, guys?
Happy Thursday.
Bill.
How about it? Well, the wheels are coming off the wagon.
I love this.
Up in Alaska. Yes, indeed. Boy, Sarah Palin, she should have thought twice before she kicked Levi Johnson out of the House. Bristol, didn't you let that guy go? Because he's going to turn on us. He sure has. And he was asked of Levi Johnson, of course, who is Bristol's baby's daddy.
There you go. Yeah, that's right.
19. Yeah. Looking for an acting job in Hollywood, and he's figured the way he's going to get his acting job and get on television is to trash Sarah Palin. Why are you doing this, he was asked yesterday.
I was kind of protecting Sarah Palin, and, you know, when she started coming out with these things and saying things about me, it's just kind of like, all right, it's time, you know, we're going to take the gloves off. I'm going to tell a little bit of something.
Boy. You know, to me, it sounds like, I've never been to Alaska. If you went to Alaska and went to some really remote part of Alaska and went to some bar and you met a guy sitting at the bar and who's had about six beers and you started talking, that's what he would sound like.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Very close to it, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. And then, so he's going to take the gloves off. What does that mean? Well, he's going to tell tales about what Sarah Palin's really like when she comes home.
She's coming home from work and, you know, she'd be like, where's my retarded baby, all this, and you know, this just wasn't right. I mean, I didn't ever say anything to her, but at the same time, we were all just kind of like, I was just in shock for the first time I heard it, and then it kind of, you know, she'd say it, you know, regularly, and I was just like, you know, I think she was joking, but still, you know, it didn't make it right, but.
Where is my retarded baby?
Yeah, according to Levi Johnson. Yeah, Sarah Palin denies it and said that he's just a guy who's trying to sell his body for money. Which he is.
Yeah.
So there you go.
It does say something to how much we dislike Sarah Palin that we're willing to give this guy prime time coverage. You know, he's on the morning shows, you know. I mean, just saying.
She's got a couple of things come at her this week. She's got a new poll, 7 in 10 saying that...
7 out of 10 Americans say that she is not qualified to be president. Yeah, which makes you wonder about the other 30%.
Yeah.
Hey, John King, the host of State of the Union on Sundays on CNN, will be joining us just a little bit later here in this hour. And yes, Nancy Pelosi about to unveil the House version of the healthcare reform, we'll tell you all about it. But first,
this is the Full Court Press.
Other headlines making news. Last season's baseball world champions proved last night why they deserve to be in the World Series again. Under the lead of ace pitcher Cliff Lee, the Philadelphia Phillies took game one over the New York Yankees 6-1. Lee struck out 10 and played the entire game, game two, in New York tonight.
I didn't realize he went all the way, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Whoa.
Here's one to wrap your mind around. Angelina Jolie going after Rosie O'Donnell for a date. ContactMusic.com reports Rosie appeared on the Howard Stern
show. She's
married,
Rosie.
This was years ago. No, not like yesterday. This was just revealed this week, though. Rosie on the radio admitting Jolie slipped her phone number. Back in the day, they talked on the phone a few times, discussed about going out on a date, but it just never happened. Rosie admits she was fearful of the actress, says that she was scary in a sexual way.
I actually know a little something about this, because what happens is I get confused for Rosie O'Donnell all the time.
I can see
Angelina
that.
Angelina Jolie thought that it was me.
I can see that. So I got it. Yeah.
That's what happened.
I think J-Lo could do a lot better than Rosie O'Donnell in terms of dating. I just
Angelina Jolie.
Angelina Jolie. Right.
And which city is most at risk for rats? No surprise.
Oh, wait a minute. New York.
I'd say New York.
Got it. New York is number one pest control company Decon's annual rodent risk report. The number two city.
D.C.'s not far behind,
No, D.C. not even in the top 10.
Get out of here.
Nope. Number two city is Atlanta. Because of the high foreclosure rate and recent heavy flooding makes the rats look for drier ground, and they find it in different areas. The rest of the top five, Houston, Louisville, and Philadelphia.
Rod Blagojevich is shocked that Chicago isn't number one.
I'm shocked that Washington, D.C. is not.
You remember the rats near our old studio? At the Center for American Progress?
We didn't have rats.
No.
Yeah, on the road. Outside.
Walking into the studio.
Yeah.
Every morning.
Yeah.
At least a half a dozen. Thanks for that reminder. 14 minutes after the hour now. I got to tell you, this healthcare reform thing is driving me crazy, okay? Here's the latest, in case you haven't heard. And we talked about this on MSNBC on Ed Schultz's show last night. So we knew that the Senate, things are going backwards, okay? We knew that the Senate was not going to be as strong as the House. And for a while, we thought there wasn't even going to be a public plan option in the Senate version of the bill. And then Harry Reid steps up to the plate. We talked about this yesterday. And says, no, I'm convinced the public wants it. I'm convinced this is the best way to go. There will be a public plan option in the bill, the version that goes to the Senate floor. It's going to give states the right to opt out after a year, but the public plan option will be in. Not as good as we wanted. I think the opt-out provision is caca, but at least he's starting out with a public plan option, which is more than we expected out of the Senate. And that was yesterday. And we're celebrating that, even though Joe Lieberman, you know, is trying to derail the whole thing. And then late in the afternoon, we find out that while the Senate version is going to be more than we expected, it turns out the House version is going to be less than we expected. Now, the Speaker's going to unveil it today, but, you know, and I'm not criticizing Nancy Pelosi here. She is great. She is for single payer. She had her way. Total, single payer, just like Dennis Kucinich and John Conyers. Short of that, she wanted the most robust public plan option possible. Requires 218 votes, and she's been trying to line them up, and they fell short. They came up with 201. That's all they could get for the robust public plan option, which is a plan that means it's tied to Medicare rates. So it really does put the screws on the private insurance companies, and it means that there would be significant cost savings. The Congressional Budget Office said it would save $85 billion by tying the reimbursement to existing Medicare rates. Could not get the votes for that. Who stopped it? The blue dogs in the House. There are just enough of them to prevent that from happening. So instead, it's reported this morning and came out late yesterday, the Speaker is going to unveil the House plan, and it will be a public plan option which has negotiated rates. So they'll have to negotiate how much they pay with hospitals and with private insurers, basically, which means we're just not going to get the kind of affordable health care that we need, which means that the insurance companies basically will still be in charge. And that's the best they can do in the House. I got to tell you, I just think, I mean, as Ed asked me last night on MSNBC, is this a defeat? Yeah, I think it's a defeat for progressives. It's a defeat for liberals. It's a defeat for the American people. And it's a win for the blue dogs. And what is maddening about this is if the robust public plan option tied to Medicare would save $85 billion, this version, where they have to negotiate, is estimated that that's going to save us $25 billion. So there's the blue dogs, who are supposedly the conservative, fiscally responsible Democrats, are pushing a health reform plan which is costs $65 billion more than the liberals want. It's not the liberals that are the big spenders in this thing. I got to tell you, these blue dogs, they have too much power, and we're just caving into them, to me. If the Medicare rates are not enough, you know, in some of these rural states, or if they're not, and some of the hospitals have problems with it, then fix the Medicare rates in the rural states. That would be my answer, you know. But don't ruin health care reform for all Americans because of the problems in some of these rural states. It's the tail wagging the dog, if you ask me. So here we go. Not getting what we expected out of the House. Starting out weak in the House and getting more than we expected in the Senate. Mike's calling from Los Angeles, California. Hey, Mike, big disappointment to me. What do you say?
Good morning. For now on, I think, you know, we should divide the Democratic Party into two camps. Those that...
right and wrong.
the maintainers of the mediocrity, or the white flag, which I call the white flag Democrats, because there hasn't even been a contest. They've just run up the white flag, I guess. But I find is, you know, people complain about, oh, we're going to use tax dollars to subsidize health insurance for consumers that cannot afford to pay for it. But clearly, yesterday in the Senate, some senators, Democrats, were mentioning that, you know, no matter what we do, if we don't have a public option for consumers, we're going to find ourselves having to bail out these healthcare conglomerates like we did the financial institutions because they cannot redeem the claims as times proceed and more people drop their policies.
Well, not so, only that, Mike, we are paying today for all these people that don't have health insurance.
You got to scratch your head and say, where did Democrats think? Because the last thing we need right now is to not only deny health insurance for people that can't afford it, consumers, but then to double the amount that would have costed to bail out corporations that cannot redeem their claims in the coming years.
And here's the other thing, Mike. I appreciate the call. 866-55-PRESS. The toll free number. What gets me is, look. There are times when you have to compromise. And Mike just touched on this, right? I understand that. I worked in the California legislature as the chief of staff to a state senator there. I've certainly watched this congressional process for many, many years. You don't always get probably everything you want. You always have to give a little bit. But you give at the end of the process. You don't give at the beginning. You don't wave the white flag from the beginning. So we're starting off with a compromised version in the Senate, and now we're starting off, which I never thought would happen, with a compromised version in the House. And when you compromise at the beginning, you're going to end up all the weaker. Why not start off with the strongest possible plan in the House of Representatives? Screw these blue dogs. 866-55-PRESS. Damn it. They're not real Democrats.
I do not accept a future where the jobs and industries of tomorrow take root beyond our borders. And I know you don't either. It is time for America to lead again.
The official morning show of the Obama generation, The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Isn't it time you fight back? Listen, you're a good person. You want to pay your bills. But every time you turn around, there's another obstacle. A late fee, a missed payment, interest rate increases, car repairs. You know it. It never ends. When it comes to credit card debt, nobody plans on letting them get out of control. Sometimes it just happens. Gather your credit card and personal loan statements and give Genesis Financial a call right now. Let us thoroughly analyze your situation and propose new terms to your creditors that will have you debt-free in 5 years or less. We know you want to pay your bills. You just need a fair chance. Genesis Financial can help you get that chance. Gather your bills and statements and call today for a free consultation. 800-981-7592. 800-981-7592. That's 800-981-7592.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-914-5076. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-914-5076. That's 1-800-914-5076.
What pain medicine do doctors recommend most for joint pain?
Fact. The number one doctor recommendation for joint pain is the medicine in Advil.
Is there a faster way to make pain go away?
Fact. Advil liquid gels are faster on tough pain than Tylenol rapid release gels. And not only faster, stronger too. Get the facts. Join the millions of people who trust Advil to relieve their aches and pains. Relief doesn't get any better than this. Advil.
Doctor recommendation claim among OTC pain relievers. Use as directed. Brands or trademarks of their respective owners.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Now you can imagine it's going to be a pretty brutal commute for you this morning already. A few accidents around town. Westbound I-70 at Colorado. Westbound 76 west of 74th Avenue. Also got a car versus a light rail at 17th and Stout. To the north, multiple slide-off accidents on 25 between Fort Collins and Burford. And northbound side shut down from Wellington to the Wyoming state line. Your forecast, winter storm warning through 6 p.m. this evening. Expect another 4 to 7 inches in the city. High wind gusts up to 40 miles an hour. Look for highs in the upper 20s. Right now, 27 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760.
Hi, this is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver.
Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit IconLASIK.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Cook. My name is... Hi, Mr. Taylor. I'm calling today. Mr. Hall, if I could just get a minute of your time.
Cold calling. If you're in sales or run a business, you know just how exhausting it can be to chase after new customers. But what if someone else could find them for you? Targeted leads based on your best customers. Now you can with Sales Genie, the leading provider of targeted sales leads. Tell us exactly who you want and we'll find them. To prove it, we'll help you find 100 new leads by industry, income, hobbies, whatever you're looking for. Yours for free. So you can keep cold calling or you can make the one call that will count.
Hi, Sales Genie. I'm calling about how to get 100 free leads.
Certainly. Let me get your name.
Call Sales Genie today to find out how to get 100 free targeted leads. 1-800-900-1432. That's 1-800-900-1432. 1-800-900-1432.
Hear AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk on your iPhone.
Hi, this is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit IconLASIK.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
An actual California Psychics customer.
What brought me to California Psychics for the first time? Word of mouth. I've dealt with psychics for many, many, many years, and normally have one or two gifted out of a whole room of people. Your line is better. Your accuracy is 100% higher than the rest of them. And when you put these kind of people together with this kind of accuracy, it's phenomenal to see and hear.
When you have important questions, California Psychics has answers. Over 180 gifted psychics available 24/7. And California Psychics makes this promise. If your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Secure...
That's what they are.
Exactly. They're taking all this money from the insurance industry. And what some people don't realize is they're taking almost an equivalent amount of money from unions. And anybody listening right now who belongs to a union, what you should do is contact your union leadership and demand that your union stop giving money to Blue Dog.
Well, you know, Richard Trumka has said that. And so, you know, Mike Sullivan, head of the Sheet Metalworkers Union, said it on this. Some of the unions are doing that right now. They're not going to give money to these Blue Dogs, and they should not.
Absolutely not. Why should they? I mean, when it comes, you know, push comes to shove, these Blue Dogs are on the Republican side.
Absolutely. They are traitors. I agree. You got to get tough with these guys. Alec calling from Atlanta, Georgia. Hi, Alec.
Hey, how are you doing, man?
All right.
I just wanted to say that maybe they are trying to get reelected, and maybe the people who voted for them do not want them to... do the public option.
Well, you know what? But we know that it's not true. This morning, for example, I saw a poll. 60% of the people of Connecticut want a public plan option. Most of the polls that I've seen, Alec, across the country, doesn't matter who did them, it's always up there in the 60, 65, 70% of the American people want the public option. These Blue Dog people are not representing their districts. Jake had it right. They're fighting for the insurance companies. John King is next.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Did you know that last year smoking-related diseases killed 1 in 10 adults globally and nearly 500,000 people in the United States alone? How many times have you tried to quit smoking only to start back up again? How would you like to try an electronic smoking device for free that looks and tastes just like the real thing? Hi, I'm Dr. Richard Sandor for Smoke Assist, the revolutionary electronic smoking device that really satisfies. No tobacco, no smell, no tar, no stained teeth, no smelly clothes, and no more guilt. Live a healthy lifestyle for you and your loved ones. Now you can get Smoke Assist, $130 value for free. Improve your life today and be healthy. I'm so confident that Smoke Assist will work for you that I'm going to give it to you for free.
Get Smoke Assist right now for free. Call 800-859-0761. Get one for you or a friend. 800-859-0761. Limited free offer, so call now. 800-859-0761. That's 800-859-0761.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Well, if you got to work today, give yourself at least an extra hour of commute time. Multiple slide-off accidents to the north on I-25 between Berthoud and Fort Collins. Also a closure on the northbound side from Wellington up to the state line at Wyoming. Loveland Pass shut down in the high country. Back in the city, a few crashes. Westbound I-70 at Colorado. Light rail versus pickup at 17th and Stout. And a single vehicle accident westbound 76 west of 74th. The forecast, periods of snow in the morning and afternoon. Accumulation 4 to 7 inches. Highs in the upper 20s. Right now, 27 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
October is National Donut Month, and that means a whole month of eating donuts guilt-free. To help you do it, King Soopers offers more than 50 varieties of donuts made fresh every day. Pick some up on your way to work and bask in the love of your coworkers. Celebrate National Donut Month with King Soopers.
Thank you for calling Rosetta Stone for your free language learning demo CD-ROM.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can get a free demo of your language software, so what's the catch?
No catch. We're so sure Rosetta Stone is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language that we'll give you a free demo.
To get your free demo from Rosetta Stone, call now. 1-800-900-9959. 1-800-900-9959. 1-800-900-9959.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early 1900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 888-600-MIDAS. 888-600-MIDAS. That's 888-600-MIDAS. Again, that's 888-600-MIDAS.
Right now at the Home Depot, take 10% off appliances of $398 or more. Plus, get instant savings every day with free delivery and haul away, which combined can save you up to an additional $79. No rebates, no hassles, no expiration dates, which makes brands like GE, Maytag, and LG more affordable than ever thanks to 10% off appliances and free delivery. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Through November 1st, U.S. only. See store for details.
When your child has autism, there are many questions and few answers. That's why families across the country are going online to give researchers the insight only they can provide. Join the IAN Project at IANproject.org.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Is the Bill Press Show.
Here we go, 33 minutes after the hour on this Thursday, October 29. The Bill Press Show coming to you live coast to coast from our little radio studio here on Capitol Hill, Washington, D.C. You know how it is. You can't keep up with everything that's happening. But you can catch up with it all every Sunday morning on CNN, all the top stories of the preceding week and the week ahead, as well as the top newsmakers of that time. From 9 to 1 on CNN, State of the Union, under the stewardship of a good friend, former White House correspondent for CNN, and now host of State of the Union, John King. Hey, John, how you doing?
Bill, good morning. That's a great promo. I'm going to have to put you on the payroll and send you a bigger check.
All right. You know, well, we like to take care of our friends here. Hey, John, I've got to ask you, as a former White House chief White House correspondent for CNN, you know, you were there under President Bush. The president had a policy of no video or photographs of those remains coming back to Dover Air Force Base of our fallen soldiers in Iraq or Afghanistan. And he never went to one of the funerals. The president making this dramatic midnight visit to Dover Air Force Base last night. What do you see the significance of that?
I see it as a reflection, A, of the president's concern and care. Let's just take the politics out of this for a minute.
Yeah.
You had these DEA agents and the military men and women coming back, and the president wanted to pay tribute and say hello to their families and give them his best wishes and let them know he was thinking of them. As a human being, it's a nice gesture, and those things are very important to the families. I know in the days President Bush used to meet with some of the families privately.
Yes.
Michelle Obama has done particularly an amazing job reaching out to military families. The politics of it, it was a controversy at the time. That was Secretary Rumsfeld's decision mostly to close down Dover in those days. At this moment, look, it's important for the president as a human being. It's a very smart gesture as commander-in-chief. And, Bill, it's a smart gesture politically because he's going to make this big decision. It's the deadliest month ever in Afghanistan right now.
Yep.
We see the violence playing out there, and he has to make a decision in the next 2 weeks or so. And he's going to send more troops, most people believe. The question really is how many. And you know that's unpopular on the left, and it's a difficult decision for everybody in the country. So being a stand-up guy as commander-in-chief is incredibly important to this president right now.
Now, you have to believe, John, don't you, that while he's standing there in that C-17 and honoring these troops, that, you know, it's got to be going through his mind, am I going to send 18 more to take their place?
Of course it is. And look, again, you know, because I did spend a lot of time around President Bush, I know Iraq was very political, divided the country. Afghanistan's a tough one. I watched President Bush's eyes tear up coming out of the meetings with these families, and I'm sure President Obama had the same reaction. And again, whatever we think about presidents politically at any given moment in time, this is the most difficult thing they do. And they know it. And they're all human beings, whether we agree or disagree. Some days we want to praise them, other days we want to kick them. This is the hardest thing a president has to do, sign the papers, issue the orders, knowing that some of the hundreds and thousands he sends are not coming back.
Now, John, you would have enjoyed the briefing yesterday because it was pretty lively, and one of the big topics was a lead story in the Washington Times yesterday that this president has given special perks to White House donors. They've been invited to a party. He played golf with one of them. And one of them was allowed to use the bowling alley in the old executive office building. White House perks for special donors. Wow, this has never happened before, John, right?
Never happened except every day in every other administration that any of us have been alive for.
Yeah.
And they're getting, Bill, guess what? Fasten your seatbelt. They're getting ambassadorships and they're getting jobs in the administration.
Oh, no.
Look, it's the same old. The problem for President Obama, and I do think this connects to some other things, so we can laugh about this. I do think it's an issue. I'm not going to say it's a huge problem.
Yeah.
But he did promise things would be different. He said he would drain the swamp. He said he knew people were sick of this stuff and that he would make Washington different.
John, I have to interrupt you. Where are you?
I'm in New York City. I've actually been filling in for Anderson Cooper this week, and I'm about to get on the train to Delaware for State of the Union, so it's a little loud in New York City.
Yeah, it is. Okay, yeah. I just wanted to know. All right.
When you travel, Bill, Delaware will be my 42nd state since we launched the program, and the one thing a lot of people say across the political spectrum is, you know, Washington doesn't look very different. They still can't get along. It's still all the same. The special interests are winning, and that's not good for President Obama when the signature promise of your campaign was to change it.
Did he perhaps raise people's expectations too high when he said he was going to come in and basically take a mop and clean everything up?
I think he did. I think he raised them too high. He may have been naive, probably not the right word, but I think a lot of candidates are more idealistic than they can be when they're actually in charge and they're governing. But I also think that, remember, people in the campaign, you know, even he said one thing and then they added a little bit to it. A lot of people saw in him what they wanted to happen in Washington, in addition to the very specific promises he made. So he's got his own specific promises, and then he has the hopes that people invested in him, and for the expectations, he set a very, very high bar, and he's not always going to be able to jump it.
Michael Steele, the Republican National Chairman, has demanded a special investigation of any particular favors given to major donors at the White House. Pure politics?
Look, unless somebody can point me to something that's been done. I read the Washington Times story. Kudos for them. I think the White House has said it would release all these names, and they have to do that soon. I saw some stuff in there that would make people say, aha, hypocrisy, Mr. President. You promised it would be different. But nothing in that article suggested anything improper, any quid pro quo or anything like that. And so, let's not have an investigation until somebody can show you a legitimate question that says, here's evidence this guy gave money and this bad thing was done, not this guy gave money and he got to have dinner with the president. I think we need to remember, the president did set a high bar, and some will call him a hypocrite here, but is he supposed to invite his enemies over for dinner?
Yeah, exactly. Or just go out to Pennsylvania Avenue and go to Lafayette Park and invite the first 20 people you meet, right? Not going to happen. John King, the host of State of the Union on CNN and a very noisy New York, our guest here on the Bill Press Show. All right, John, so I have to ask you about this latest CNN poll. You went out and asked the American people, is Sarah Palin qualified to be president of the United States? Whoa, 7 out of 10 said no. Were you surprised?
A lot of polls are in the 50 this, 53 that. Now, this is a big one. I'm a little surprised at 70% because that means a lot of Republicans are saying she's not qualified to be president, along with just about every Democrat and most independents in the country. Look, the American people are forgiving people. Was Ronald Reagan, he was in the movies with monkeys, right? Was he going to be president? You know, Bill Clinton was the failed governor of a small state, if you believe the Republicans, and George W. Bush was anything but the sharpest tool in the shed. All became presidents of the United States, and we now have an African-American guy who was never chief executive of any. So don't count anybody out, including Sarah Palin. This shows how steep the hill is, Bill. You know, she came out of the campaign with a polarizing image. I was in Alaska a couple weeks ago, even in her hometown. In her hometown, it's about split 50-50, not 70-30. But she's going to put her book out. She's got Levi Johnston to deal with. He can't keep his mouth shut. And it's a very steep hill. I would not rule it out. She still has a good niche in the Republican Party, but I also would not put a lot of money on the Sarah Palin presidency today.
Now, you're about to hop on Amtrak down to Delaware. I take that many, many times. So you're going to spend most of that time going through the state of New Jersey, John. Are we going to see John Corzine hang in there in New Jersey? What's your take?
What a fascinating question. I spent the other day with Chris Daggett, who's the independent candidate for governor of New Jersey. Very interesting guy. He would be a Tom Kane Republican 10 years ago. He thinks Chris Christie's too far to the right, as the moderate Republican Party, you know, is endangered in the Northeast. Because of his campaign, if he draws up around 10% or higher, and some polls have him at 20, you could see Corzine reelected. And I'm not sure I'd want to be John Corzine the day after that election. He'll be happy to be governor, but 70%, we've talked about 7 out of 10, 70% of the people in New Jersey are not happy. They think the state is on the wrong track, and his disapproval ratings are hitting the ceiling. He's about as popular as Bernie Madoff right now, and he may squeak back in here. This one, Bill, you know, you and I have both been through some campaigns, and sometimes they're nasty. If you turn on the radio or the TV, it's just horrible. It's horrible. The one thing you do hear, though, this is not a referendum on Barack Obama, but it will be a test of how personal the Obama movement is, because he's on the radio everywhere saying, look, I need you to get out there and vote. So this is a test of the personal connection he has with young people and with African Americans who traditionally don't vote in these elections.
And is Virginia an equal test?
Well, Virginia's interesting because, you know, the Democrats have had such a resurgence there. 5 of the last 7 gubernatorial elections, 2 Democratic U.S. senators for the first time in nearly 40 years.
Yeah.
Obama, of course, the first Democrat to win since Lyndon Johnson back in 64. So the Democrats have been chest thumping. Is it going to be a surprise when a Republican becomes governor of Virginia? No. But yes, to the same point, young people, the technology people, the new voters in Northern Virginia who made Barack Obama, you know, win Virginia last year. The question is, when he says, I need you, he was down at Old Dominion University, African-American students, are they going to get up on a Tuesday morning in an election where they say, I don't really like either of these guys that much, or what's this mean to me, and go out and vote? Yeah. Does that mean a lot for next year? Not a hell of a lot, but I'm very interested in the motivation of voting. Last year was such a passionate campaign. Can the president just throw a switch and say, I need you, and get that passion? If the answer to that's no, you know, a Democrat shouldn't panic, but they better worry a little bit.
Yeah. And I got to tell you, that'll be hard to do. It's awfully hard to keep that enthusiasm alive. John, as you know,
the campaigns have been so ugly, too.
Exactly. John King, thanks so much for your time this morning. We'll let you jump on the Acela and have a good train ride down to Delaware, my home state. Remember that. And we'll see you Sunday on State of the Union. Thanks, John.
Thanks so much, Bill.
All right. John King does a great job there at State of the Union. 42. Imagine that. 42 states he's visited since he took over this job.
It's not bad.
Man, I got to tell you. It's on the road more than Barack Obama.
The Bill Press Show continues.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Chevy Truck Month is on, and that means one thing. Full-size deals on full-size trucks. That's on Tahoe, Suburban, and Silverado, the best-selling full-size trucks in America. And they're all backed by a 5-year, 100,000-mile transferable powertrain limited warranty, whichever comes first. With roadside assistance and courtesy transportation programs, it's America's best coverage. So come in now during Chevy Truck Month and get a full-size deal on a full-size truck. Qualified buyers get 0% APR for 72 months or $6,000 total cash back on select 09 Tahoe vehicles in stock. It's Truck Month, so see your local Chevy dealer today. Based on R.L. Polk & Company CYTD 2009 light truck retail registrations, available only on 20% of vehicles in dealer stock, the longest as of 9/21/09. Monthly payment is $13.89 for every $1,000 financed. Example down payment 13%. Some customers will not qualify. Not available with other offers. See dealer for details. Take delivery by November 2nd, 2009.
Say goodbye to the slow route with TomTom's unique IQ Routes technology. Unlike ordinary GPS devices, TomTom uses actual drive times to find you the fastest way to get anywhere, at any time. TomTom, go confidently.
We don't sell toilets, we don't sell shit.
Hi, I'm Brad Barnett, president of Mountain High Appliance in Louisville. I started Mountain High Appliance because I believe people deserve a better way to shop for appliances. I didn't buy my store, I started it from my garage over 16 years ago, and today I'm proud of our single-location super showroom. 7 live functional kitchens that look like the parade of homes, and better prices, quality service, and installation than anyone. That's how we've built our reputation. Plus, we've got more brands than any store for incredible side-by-side comparisons. Try finding all of this at a big box chain store. To celebrate our new Sunday and extended hours, we're offering an entire kitchen of stainless Whirlpool appliances for only $19.95, plus interest-free financing. You might not be buying a new home, but this weekend's a great time to remodel and make your kitchen look like new. A perfect price from Whirlpool and Mountain High Appliance. Visit us weekdays till 8, Saturday and Sunday till 5, just north of Flatirons Mall in Louisville, or on the web at mountainhighappliance.com. Now open 7 days a week. Thank you.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Roads start to fill up. Speed start to decrease for us around town. It's pretty nasty everywhere you're going. Give yourself plenty of time this morning. Multiple slide-off crashes between Fort Collins and Berthoud on 25. Also a closure up north, northbound side of 25 from Wellington to the Wyoming state line. Loveland Pass shut down in the high country. Light rail versus pickup truck at 17th and Stout downtown. But like I said, give yourself plenty of time this morning. Your forecast, winter storm warning through 6 p.m. this evening. 4 to 7 inches of new snow. High wind gusts to some up to 40 miles an hour. Look for highs in the upper 20s right now, 27 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Do you want to create more power and greatness for your life and career? Are you ready to transform your way of thinking and explore the mysteries of your mind? Then catch the Inevitable Radio Show Saturdays at 8 a.m. right here on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Here, AM 760.
If you could reduce your toxic impact on the planet by spending $15 every 2 years, would you? You might be eco-aware, but do you still use sprays or soaps to clean your counters and floors? Our Clean World silver-infused microfiber cloths clean with only water. That's right, only water. Making your life easier, saving you money, and radically reducing your impact on the planet. Find out how to get $10 off your next purchase by clicking our banner ad now located on your Listen Live player or visit OurCleanWorld.com.
It's coming for you. And nothing can stop it. It's NBC Halloween Thursday.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
It was not hilarious. It was very terrifying.
It's 3 hours of the best comedies on TV with a new community, a new Parks and Rec, a new Office, a new 30 Rock, and a new Jay Leno show.
It's a magical night where women drink too much. Anything can happen on Halloween.
NBC Halloween Thursday starts tonight at 8, 7 Central.
Back to be able to pay their bills, but we are definitely bottomed out and moving in the right direction and the economy going. The big story of the day, the president making an off-schedule visit to Dover Air Force Base, and Compton from ABC News reporting the president's departure from the White House about midnight this morning.
Shortly before midnight in the pitch dark, President Obama departed the White House in a small Black Hawk helicopter and flew 40 minutes north to Dover Air Force Base in Delaware, the point at which all American military casualties are returned home. Alongside senior Army officers and Attorney General Eric Holder, the president is attending the official transfer of Army casualties and 3 Drug Enforcement agents killed in Afghanistan this week.
This the worst week in Afghanistan in years, 18 Americans killed. The president, of course, lifted, right after he came into office, he lifted that ban on media coverage of the remains of Americans killed in action in Iraq and Afghanistan, as long as the families were okay with it. And it's reported this morning that ever since then, the president himself had wanted to make a personal visit to Dover to honor our war dead. He wanted to do it in the least intrusive way possible at the right possible time, and it turned out to be during the night, last night, that he did so, and Compton picking up with his arrival at Dover.
His small Black Hawk helicopter landed after midnight at Dover Air Force Base, and the president went immediately to the base chapel where the families were waiting, the families of the 18 Americans lost this week in Afghanistan.
Again, I visited with Ann at the White House briefing yesterday in the afternoon. Nobody had any idea that the president was going to take this trip. The last public event of the day was a reception for the families who were involved with the hate crimes legislation that he signed yesterday. And then after that, the reporters who make up the pool this week at the White House were told, you guys ought to stay around because we may have something for you later. They didn't know until right around midnight where they were going to accompany the president. And at Dover, when the president landed, as Ann just told us, he went to the chapel to visit with the families of those who lost their lives in Afghanistan this week, and then went to the big plane bringing those bodies back, and was inside the plane as the chaplain read a prayer for over each of those coffins, and then down at the bottom of the plane saluted as each one was brought out and put in a van or a hearse to take them to the mortuary. Again, Ann Compton picks up the president's movements here.
The giant C-17 cargo plane has brought the remains back for one of the military's most dramatic and solemn protocols. President Obama and senior Army officers are witnessing the transfer of the 18 casualties lost in two wrenching days in Afghanistan.
And again, I mentioned the hate crimes legislation, but just a footnote on that, as we were talking about with John King, the timing of this could not be more crucial, this visit to Dover, for President Obama, because he is weighing, and has been for several weeks now, the request to send more troops to Afghanistan. And as I said to John King, you know that that had to be on the president's mind as he's greeting those families and standing there praying over those coffins. Is this war something that is worth fighting? Can we win? Should we send more young Americans and put them in harm's way in Afghanistan? Certainly will factor into his decision. We mentioned the hate crimes legislation. The president did sign a very important legislation adding to the hate crimes, not only crimes committed based solely on a person's race and color of their skin, but also on their sexual orientation. The president hailing the historic significance of that when he signed it yesterday.
Through this law, we will strengthen the protections against crimes based on the color of your skin, the faith in your heart, or the place of your birth.
And one other piece of legislation worth noting yesterday in the Senate. I know when I was gone, you talked with Peter about banning texting while driving. Senator Rockefeller from West Virginia wants to go even farther.
Cars and trucks with a distracted driver are deadly weapons, in fact. And we have a responsibility to get them off the road.
And so he says he wants to ban all electronic devices from cars. All, not just laptops, all cell phones. Ban them from cars. I couldn't drive unless I had my cell phone on. I'll be back with today's parting shot.
This is The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Is your...
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-914-5076. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-914-5076. That's 1-800-914-5076.
I'm Felix. I've been doing tattoos for over 15 years. I get people in here who ask me about removing a tattoo they don't want anymore. I've really had nothing to help. And then I discovered Wrecking Ball. It's an easy daily fading system. The darkest, deepest pigments, they easily fade without any discoloring, blemishing, or scarring the skin. Wrecking Ball is really the best thing for tattoo regret.
Call right now, 1-800-507-4221 for your in-home 60-day risk-free trial. That's 1-800-507-4221. That's 1-800-507-4221.
If you're losing your hair, it's probably thinning, drying out, or breaking off. There's an incredible new product you need to know about. It's called Ovation Cell Therapy. Men and women across the country are raving about it.
I can't believe it. No prescriptions, no transplants, just a simple cream rinse application. It really works. My hair is stronger and thicker in just days.
My hairstylist suggested Ovation Cell Therapy to help restore my brittle and damaged hair. Wow. I can't believe how shiny and long my hair is now.
Ovation Cell Therapy really works. Growing hair at up to 50% faster than the normal rate. Just go to ovationhair.com to learn more about the money-back guarantee. It costs less than prescription meds and can restore any type of hair. Ovation Cell Therapy is safe and effective even for chemotherapy hair regeneration. Go to ovationhair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for a special discount. Grow your hair longer, stronger, and faster. That's ovationhair.com. And don't forget to enter AM760 for your special discount.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Cook. My name is... Hi, Mr. Taylor. I'm calling today. Mr. Hall, if I could just get a minute of your time.
Cold calling. If you're in sales or run a business, you know just how exhausting it can be to chase after new customers. But what if someone else could find them for you? Targeted leads based on your best customers. Now you can with Sales Genie, the leading provider of targeted sales leads. Tell us exactly who you want and we'll find them. To prove it, we'll help you find 100 new leads by industry, income, hobbies, whatever you're looking for. Yours for free. So you can keep cold calling, or you can make the one call that will count.
Hi, Sales Genie. I'm calling about how to get 100 free leads.
Certainly. Let me get your name.
Call Sales Genie today to find out how to get 100 free targeted leads. 1-800-900-1432. That's 1-800-900-1432. 1-800-900-1432.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
The Parting Shot with Bill Press. This is the Bill Press Show.
And here we go on this Thursday, October 29th. My parting shot for today. Right-wingers are busy trying to whip up all kinds of attacks on Barack Obama. Like the whole fuss over Acorn, Van Jones. So they say he's going to too many fundraisers, playing too much golf, and other silly issues. But here's the latest and the dumbest so far. Would you believe President Obama has actually invited a couple of his major donors to the White House to shake his hand? Oh, my God. How dare he? Impeach him. I mean, seriously, this is getting downright insane. Yesterday, at the White House briefing, a reporter actually asked Press Secretary Robert Gibbs, is President Obama willing to announce a new policy that no major donor would get any more access to the White House than any average citizen would get? And he was serious. I almost fell off my chair. What a naive, unreal, and stupid question. Look, let's face it. Ever since the days of George Washington, those who write big checks to politicians get special treatment. They always have, and they always will. Now, you and I have a right to know how much they give, how many times they visit the White House, whether or not they spend the night, and what special favors, if any, they might be given. But to expect any president, Republican or Democrat, not to say thank you, not to give special recognition to his or her major donors, my friends, is just not realistic. All right, that's my parting shot for today. White House briefing, I'll be there today. We've got it covered. And Nancy Pelosi unveiling the health care reform bill in the House. We'll see you tomorrow.
Is the Bill Press Show.
When did you start feeling older? When was the last time you felt active and alive? When you felt alert and energized? If it seems like you're often tired and you don't feel as good as you used to, you should know it doesn't have to be this way. If you want to go from aging to active, get ready to call because we're giving away free trials of a fish oil formula that guarantees you'll feel a difference. To try it risk-free, call 1-800-984-9985. Omega-3 fish oil has been recommended by thousands of physicians around the world to help keep your heart, bones, joints, muscles, and skin healthy. And now researchers are discovering that fish oil with vitamin D supports your healthy energy levels and mood. For a free trial of pharmaceutical-grade Omega Berry fish oil, call now. We'll guarantee you'll feel a difference. Call 1-800-984-9985 for your risk-free trial. 1-800-984-9985. That's 1-800-984-9985.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. The patient is coming around.
We're in the beginning of an economic recovery.
Economist Vince Reinhardt on a report from the government a short time ago showing better than expected growth in the economy during the third quarter of the year. An increase at a 3.5% annual rate. That's the best showing in 2 years.
It doesn't tell us is how strong the economic recovery is.
A second report that was released a short time ago shows a small drop in new unemployment claims to 530,000 last week.
That's still awfully high numbers for the beginning of a recovery.
Economist David Weiss, the number of workers actually receiving benefits is down to the lowest level since March. Holiday shopping, spokesman Mark Pertzen says 2 out of 3 Americans in a Consumer Reports survey said they'll spend less.
We're hearing that consumers are a little cautious and nervous this year. We saw them cutting back last year as well.
The commander-in-chief pays tribute to fallen soldiers. Live to CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer.
And Frank, it was a grim all-nighter for President Obama. At Dover Air Force Base in Delaware, he saluted the flag-draped cases bearing the bodies of 18 Americans killed this week in Afghanistan. He consoled grieving families. George H.W. Bush was the last president to attend the return of fallen troops. His son preferred private meetings with families. President Obama also lifted the 18-year ban on news coverage of the return of war dead, and this morning, he witnessed it himself. Live at the White House, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
To Capitol Hill, where House Speaker Pelosi will unveil a Democratic health care reform bill 90 minutes from now. CBS's Bob Fuss.
The House bill will differ from the version being worked on in the Senate in several key ways. First, it has a stronger public option, so people who have to buy their own health insurance can choose a lower-cost government plan. And instead of taxing insurance companies that sell high-premium plans, it would raise money with an income tax surcharge on families making over $1 million a year or individuals who make $500,000.
Closing so-called bad schools may not make better students. Live to CBS's Steve Kathan.
Education Secretary Arne Duncan's strategy to close failing schools has taken plenty of heat.
It is a business plan. This has nothing to do with education.
A new study finds those efforts, while he headed up Chicago schools, did not help most students. They ended up going to other schools that were academically weak. Now in Washington, Duncan supports more of a turnaround plan, getting rid of staff at bad schools over the summer than reopening in the fall. Frank.
Across the Rockies and Western Plains, the wind is howling, the snow is 2 feet deep, and nothing is moving.
Seeing the truck stop, our lots are totally full. And yeah, the motel here is full.
Here is Cheyenne, Wyoming. Well, how about that Cliff Lee? 10 strikeouts, 6 hits, no earned runs. The Phillies lefty pitched a complete game to beat the Yankees in World Series Game 1.
It's not over yet. You know, we still got work to do. It's one game.
S&P futures are up 10 points just ahead of the opening bell. This is CBS News.
100 years of engineering excellence is right on time. It's GMC Truck Month. Get into the Sierra 1500 SLT with an available 403 horsepower 6.2 liter V8. It's the most powerful half-ton V8 in its class. Plus, it comes with the safety and security of OnStar, standard for 1 year. And now get great financing offers, like 0% APR for 60 months for qualified buyers on all 09 Sierras, or $6,000 total cash back on 09 Sierra 1500 extended and crew cab vehicles that have been in stock the longest. Step up to the best. It's GMC Truck Month. See your GMC dealer today. Based on 2009 GM large pickup segment, excludes other GM vehicles. Visit OnStar.com for details and system limitations. Cashback only on 20% of vehicles available to dealer as of 9/21/09. Monthly payment is $1,667 for every $1,000 you finance. Example down payment 8.3%. Some customers will not qualify. Not available with some other offers. Take delivery by 11/2/09. See dealer for details.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. One thing about a big snowstorm, it gives us plenty of stories to share.
In our backyard, we have about 20 inches.
That listener is not alone. Some people in the foothills are digging out of 2.5 feet of snow this morning, and there's more to come.
On average, we should be looking at a half to almost an inch per hour snowfall rates here, probably continuing through dawn.
National Weather Service meteorologist Scott Entrekin says the snow will taper off later this morning, but we'll get another blast before the storm moves out this evening. We could see another 8 inches in the metro area today, so travel is treacherous.
The trucks have been out all night. We've had 71 trucks out throughout the course of the evening. They've been plowing and putting down some sodium chloride.
CDOT's Ryan Drake says most of the highways remain snowpacked, and it will be difficult today to see the lines separating the lanes. Best bet, of course, take it slow. In sports, the Nuggets beat Utah to kick off their NBA season last night. The Avs won again, beating the Flames in Calgary. And the Phillies took Game 1 of the World Series. They beat the Yankees 6-1. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where it's a really tough drive as things do get up and running. Not a lot of volume, a lot of space in between the cars as I take a look at those CDOT cameras, but it's the lane recognition and the pavement conditions, which are slick and icy and snowpacked, slushy as well. So everybody's taking it slow. Some of those heaviest stretches are southbound I-25 coming up on 36. Northbounders on 225 just coming around Parker Road all the way up to I-70. You're going to find speeds running in the low 20s. Same deal as you're traveling eastbound on 270 across Commerce City. Pretty much I-25 all the way up towards I-70. Now, outside the metro, we've got multiple accidents being reported. This is along I-25 between Fort Collins and Berthoud. Now, there are slide-off crashes, and it's going to take a while to get all that cleared up, so the tow trucks are just going to leave them in the medians and on the shoulders till they can get those road conditions improved. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We can expect these flurries to keep falling throughout the day. It's going to be a cloudy one and cold with a high of only 31 degrees. We'll get windy at times, gusting up to 29 miles an hour. Currently, it's 24. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Not covered by a dental plan? Now you can be for as low as $6.25 a month, thanks to Perfect Teeth. Visit or call one of their convenient locations today. Now's the perfect time for Perfect Teeth. Learn more at PerfectTeethDentalPlan.com. That's PerfectTeethDentalPlan.com.
Right now at the Home Depot, take 10% off appliances of $398 or more.
Hi, this is Tom Harbin. Pianos and Pianos, a proud supporter of AM 760, is offering piano lessons for only $19 each. Their state-of-the-art facilities offer grand and vertical pianos, teaching you the joy of playing, as well as learning to write your own music with the latest computer technology. Play all styles, including classical, new age, contemporary, gospel, and more. Just $19. Yes, that's only $19. Only at Pianos and Pianos. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
Intelligent. He is very committed.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Bye, bye, bye.
707 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. What a day out there. I did not spin out this time, which was good news. I'm sure there's a lot of people spinning out all over the place. It's quite a drive out there. Be very, very careful out there, especially on the turns. And I heard on the way in, somebody was, I think it was one of the reporters covering this, said, you know, there's a lot more accidents earlier in the season because people are not used to driving in the winter and from the summer. So slow down out there. Got a great show for you today. We're going to be talking at 9 a.m. to Jared Jakangmar, friend of the show, from Westward about that ballot initiative here in Denver on car impoundments. And what the real motive behind that is, how there's a real anti-immigrant motive behind that. Then at 9:20, we're going to be joined by Dan Haley, the editorial page editor of the Denver Post, about the history of hoaxes here in Colorado, big-time hoaxes. And he wrote a piece about this for the Denver Post in light of the Balloon Boy and Heaney controversy. In these first few hours, we're going to be discussing the NFL in the middle of a political controversy
So we're going to be discussing the NFL, and we're also going to be discussing a proposal by Colorado Congresswoman Betsy Markey to freeze your credit card interest rates. Is that a good idea, or are there going to be some unintended consequences? We're going to debate that out in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. But first, a news update.
Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy, and this is what's happening in your world tonight.
So President Obama made his middle-of-the-night trip to Dover Air Force Base to salute and honor the 18 Americans killed in Afghanistan earlier this week. And this couldn't come at a more politically difficult time for the president on the issue of Afghanistan. He is deliberating right now over whether to escalate the situation there. A report yesterday, I believe it was in the Washington Post, said that the question within the administration now is not whether to escalate, but by how many troops, which is not good news. Perhaps this week, with so many American deaths in Afghanistan, perhaps this week may change the political dynamic inside the White House. Of all people, even Tom Friedman, the New York Times moron, who aggressively pushed for an escalation in the Iraq war. Even people like him are saying, hey, we should not escalate the war in Afghanistan. Same thing with George Will, another moron, conservative moron, saying we should not escalate. So maybe, maybe the political dynamic will change. Let's hope. Story in the USA Today, this is a big story. Top Obama fundraisers get posts. More than 40% of President Obama's top-level fundraisers have secured posts in his administration, from key executive branch jobs to diplomatic postings in countries such as France, Spain, and the Bahamas. 20 of the 47 fundraisers that Obama's campaign identified as collecting more than $500,000 have been named to government positions, the analysis found. Overall, about 600 individuals and couples raised money from their friends, family members, and business associates to help fund Obama's campaign. USA Today's analysis found that 54 have been named to government positions, ranging from cabinet and White House posts to advisory roles, such as serving on the Economic Recovery Board charged with helping guide the country out of recession. This speaks to my main problem with the Obama administration, my main overarching problem with them. They have put moneyed insiders into major policymaking government positions, and that has been a serious downfall of this administration. That's why you see, for instance, a supposed Wall Street reform bill that looks like Swiss cheese, that's riddled with loopholes that, as Congressman Brad Sherman of California told us earlier in the week, that actually could turn the concept of reform into an excuse for more bailouts. And that's what you get when you pack an administration with moneyed insiders. George W. Bush was supposed to have taught us that. To the Drug Enforcement Agency, we talked yesterday about whether the Drug Enforcement Agency is out of control in Colorado, not listening to President Obama's terrific announcement last week that he was ordering the Justice Department and thus the DEA to respect state medical marijuana laws. Here's a national story about the DEA, more controversy. Heightened efforts by the DEA to crack down on narcotics abuse are producing a troubling side effect, says the Washington Post, by denying some hospice and elderly patients needed pain medications. Tougher enforcement of the Controlled Substances Act, which tightly restricts the distribution of pain medicines such as morphine and Percocet, is causing pharmacies to balk and is leading to delays in pain relief for those patients and seniors in long-term care facilities. This is the problem, again, with a prohibitionist drug policy. I'm not for drug abuse. I don't want to mince words here. I am not for drug abuse. But the way to deal with drug abuse is not through prohibitionism. The way to deal with drug abuse is through treatment. When you push aggressive prohibitionism, you get a situation, for instance, like this, where elderly people are being denied their pain medicine. To the U.S. Senate, Senate Environment and Public Works Committee Chairman Barbara Boxer can pass a climate change bill out of her committee, says the Politico, and she can do it without Senator Max Baucus,
But losing the powerful moderate could set the stage for a blowout battle. The Montana Democrat, who has been undermining health care reform, yesterday threw a bomb into the committee hearing room when he said he had, quote, serious reservations about the climate change bill, a statement that immediately sparked fierce speculation that he would vote against and perhaps filibuster the legislation. Really not clear why Max Baucus is still a committee chairman in a Democratic Congress. I mean, at what point do Democratic leaders say enough is enough? And I asked that question also, of course, about Joe Lieberman, the senator from Connecticut, saying he may help filibuster health care legislation. Remember, President Obama campaigned for Joe Lieberman in the Democratic primary in 2006. Didn't help my old boss, Ned Lamont, who had run against Lieberman after Lamont won the primary. Lieberman then campaigned for John McCain, lashed out, attacked President Obama. And the Democrats still have given him and let him keep his committee chairmanship. Now he's saying he's going to potentially filibuster the health care bill. I'm in the New York Daily News today talking about this. A reporter called me up and asked me my opinion about why Lieberman is doing this. And here's the passage. He said, this reporter said, when I first met Joe as a UPI reporter in Hartford, I was blown away at the then still youngish Lieberman's zest for defending working people, championing the environment, and believing that justice was more than a concept, but things changed. My quote, he married a pharma lobbyist, took $1 million from the insurance industry, and got kicked out of his party. In other words, he's a spiteful old man who went to bed with the enemy, took their money, and now is angry at Democrats. That's exactly what is going on with Joe Lieberman. And it's a question about whether the Democrats are going to finally wise up to that. More on health care. Paving the way for a crucial vote on health care legislation in the next 2 weeks, House Democratic leaders plan to unveil a compromise bill that would create a nationwide public plan, but would omit what many progressives consider to be the key to controlling cost, which is setting the rates of reimbursement at Medicare rates. So the negotiations continue. A former senior advisor on Senator John McCain's presidential campaign told the Hill newspaper he doesn't believe that Democrats will unite to pass comprehensive health care reform, saying that Democrats probably don't have 60 votes to pass it. To Colorado news on health care. The Colorado Independent reports that Colorado's congressional delegation expressed support this week for the move to end gender discrimination in the current health insurance market. This is where women are often charged far more for their premiums than men. And the Colorado's congressional delegation saying they want to end that kind of discrimination. The entire delegation, that is, except our good friend Congressman Doug Lamborn, the lunatic Republican from Colorado Springs. He is against ending gender discrimination. This guy's like a congressman like circa 1850. Really, what an embarrassment. A couple more stories here. Ritter cuts heavily from the higher education budget, but is going to try to refill that budget with stimulus funding. He is being charged with having to cut a huge amount out of the budget because we are in a massive deficit and the Taxpayer Bill of Rights has constrained him from raising revenues through, for instance, taxing the rich. To his opponent or potential opponent, Scott McGinnis in the Denver Business Journal. McGinnis cashing in on business ties, leads the pack in donations for the 2010 governor's race. So lawyer lobbyist Scott McGinnis raking in corporate campaign contributions. Some good economic news. Denver's average domestic airfares dropped 14% in the second quarter of 2009 compared with the same period a year ago, from $320 to $276, more than the record-setting national average. So that's good. That's more competition. Some bad news. Denver Water is going to boost residential water bills by 13% in February and increase the amount customers outside the city pay by about 9.8%. A few more stories here. Our final story. Congresswoman Betsy Markey stepped up her criticism of the credit card companies Wednesday, introducing a bill to freeze interest rates and sending a letter condemning plans to charge cardholders for paying their bills in full each month. That's right. Card companies may be moving to penalize people for paying off their balances in full. Credit card companies worried about some new deadlines coming up on how they can abuse people and regulations coming into effect that will better regulate their predatory behavior. We're going to get into that discussion in the 8 a.m. hour. That's your news update.
I'm Ron Burgundy. You stay classy, San Diego.
We're going to talk in this first hour about the NFL. The NFL making news in the political arena for a controversy over whether it's taking head injuries seriously. The commissioner of the NFL faced heated criticism yesterday before the House Judiciary Committee with lawmakers, former players, and even a former team executive now accusing the league of neglect in its handling of active and retired players with brain injuries, evidence mounting of a link between players playing professional football and cognitive impairment in later life. How do you feel about this? Is the NFL ignoring the plight of its players? And what can we actually do about it? What should we do about it? Should we do anything about it? Right? There's a school of thought that says, hey, these guys play in the NFL. They get paid big bucks. Even though the NFL has officially denied that getting hit really hard, getting lots of concussions, doesn't really cause dementia later in life. It's the kind of thing that's kind of reminds me of the tobacco executives saying, oh, well, smoking's not bad for you, even though at the time they said that, granted it was outrageous that they said that, everybody sort of knew that smoking was not good for you. So there's a school of thought that says, hey, the players play, they know they're putting their lives at risk, and so what we shouldn't really do anything. This is the risk they run when they play football. But now the NFL is in the political crosshairs. Should we do anything about this? Should we regulate the NFL? How do you regulate a sport that's based on people hitting each other really hard? Where do you come down? 303-713-7600 is the number. Again, 303-713-7600. And we'll, after the break, talk a little bit about how some people are likening playing in the NFL to dogfighting. I'm not kidding. There was a big New Yorker piece trying to equate dogfighting with playing in the NFL. Is that a fair comparison? We'll discuss it on the other side after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, David. Good morning. It's going to be a brutal drive for you just about anywhere you're headed this morning. Stop-and-go conditions on most of the major highways around town are heavy spots right now. Southbound 25 up in Thornton, 104th, all the way down to the Boulder Turnpike. Northbound 225 also slow and looks like speeds in the teens. A lot of room between cars there. Parker Road all the way up to I-70. Also looking at really slow jams. Eastbound 270 from 25 to I-70. Multiple slide-off accidents up north where we're getting reports it's really nasty between Berthoud and Fort Collins. Also got this closure of northbound I-25 from Wellington to the Wyoming state line. Also some closures of I-80, some blowing snow today. It's really nasty conditions. It should let up some point this morning, but more snow coming this afternoon. Forecast, periods of snow in the morning and afternoon. Blowing snow throughout the day. Accumulation, 4 to 7 inches. Highs in the upper 20s. Our current downtown temperature is 28 degrees. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Come into Safeway and discover 5,000 ways you can save using your club card. To learn more about Safeway club card specials and all the great ways to save money, visit Safeway.
I can tell when a child has a fever just by touching their cheek.
I can hear a sleeping child's cough through 3 closed doors. I can make chicken noodle soup that has healing powers.
I can take better care of my family by taking care of myself.
With Walmart's unbeatable prices on over-the-counter products, from Tylenol Cold to Children's Tylenol, moms can do anything. Save money, live better, Walmart.
We will match the price of any local competitor's print ad for an identical product. See store for details. Use only as directed.
Come to Jared and experience the legend of Le'Veon.
That's Jared!
The design and craftsmanship of Le'Veon jewelry, including the delicious new trends, Le'Veon chocolate diamonds, Le'Veon chocolate cultured South Sea pearls, and raspberry rhodolite garnets in strawberry gold, must be seen to be appreciated. Visit Jared to understand why Le'Veon has devoted collectors the world over.
It can only be Jared!
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at jared.com.
Kevin Richards just sent his identity out shopping.
Hey, Kev, it's me, your identity.
Is everything okay?
Oh, yeah. The retailer is sending the stuff.
Did you talk to strangers?
No. But I met a nice group of guys from Russia.
Well, I'm gonna...
Wondering where your identity goes? Get Identity Guard. We scan everything from credit bureaus to public records, so you know what's going on. Identity Guard, making it okay to trust again. Visit IdentityGuard.com. That's IdentityGuard.com.
Are you heading out to buy a used car this weekend? You can find a great deal, but you have to do some homework. Before you buy, make sure the dealer shows you a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, show me the Carfax, or go to Carfax.com.
E-L-E-S, or online at 303bundles.com. That's 303bundles.com.
Say goodbye to the slow route with TomTom's unique IQ Routes technology. Unlike ordinary GPS devices, TomTom uses actual drive times to find you the fastest way to get anywhere, at any time. TomTom, go confidently.
What kind of marketplace do we want to have? And the bigger question is the economy here to serve us, or are we here to serve the economy? In other words, did we, the people, create limited liability corporations? Did we allow people to come together and form a corporation and get all kinds of tax benefits and all kinds of liability protections because we wanted them to get rich, or because we thought that there was some social benefit doing it that way?
Tom Hartman, weekdays at 1 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Charles.
Oh, hold on, wait a minute, wait 1 second. I think I'm onto something here. This is pure snow. It's everywhere. Have you any idea what the street value of this mountain is?
Charles.
Wait a minute, hold it. Ah! Oh! Outrageous! I think I froze the left half of my brain. Look, I can't move my right arm.
Well, you got...
That was from Better Off Dead. Do you know what the street value of this mountain is of snow? Snowy out there today. Be driving safely and slowly if you can. You absolutely should. It's bad out there. It's bad.
Yeah, why did YouTube cut off the greatest part of that clip?
I don't know. That is such a great clip.
There's so many great clips from that. I got that other one.
That movie is such a fantastic movie. Was it filmed out here or was it Utah?
I think it was filmed in Utah, in Park City or something like that.
Okay. Because it reminds me of Colorado.
Yeah, it sure does. What a great movie.
It is a classic.
What was his Lane?
Lane Myers.
Lane Myers, yeah.
Lane Myers, oh right. Yeah. Such a great movie. We're talking about the NFL here in the first hour. The NFL in the crosshairs in a political controversy. The NFL being criticized now over injuries to its players. The New York Times reporting that the commissioner of the NFL faced heated criticism Wednesday before the House Judiciary Committee with former players, lawmakers, and even a former team executive accusing the league of neglect in its handling of active and retired players with brain injuries. Evidence is mounting of a link between playing professional football and cognitive impairment in later life, and news reports of poor medical treatment for some former players with dementia and other signs of mental decline. The committee repeatedly challenged the commissioner, Roger Goodell, to defend the league's policies and research. The NFL sort of has this blanket denial or minimizing of the fact that there may be this link. Now, in a separate story, the New York Times reports the NFL and its doctors have consistently dismissed independent studies showing unusual cognitive decline in former players. They insist that a long-term study by the league's Committee on Concussions, expected to be published in several years, will be the authoritative analysis, but that study is fraught with statistical, systemic, and conflict of interest problems that make it inappropriate to examine the issue, according to many experts in epidemiology, dementia, and health policy who assess the study's design. Another voice belonged to a member of the House Judiciary Committee, which, again, is holding hearings on this issue. So Here is the question. Should we do something about this? Is there anything we can do about this? Is the NFL liable here? And as I said, Malcolm Gladwell wrote a long New Yorker article trying to use the dog fighting issue to question how ethical it is for us to support a sport like football that has major human consequences. He was trying to make the claim that, you know, we're outraged about dog fighting, but we come to stadiums to watch people in football crush their heads and create all sorts of human trauma. And there's all these stories of these football players who have major, major problems, severe dementia problems, maybe even linked to Alzheimer's. So is this something we can do anything about? Is it something we can regulate? How do you regulate a sport like this? How can you change a sport like this that's based on hitting each other? Or is this, hey, just the cost of doing business? People who go in and play football, they should know that they're going to put themselves at risk, and that's the risk of playing football. There are other jobs with other risks. I mean, you drive a semi-truck, that's a risk, right? Is this just an occupational hazard that can't be taken care of and that shouldn't be taken care of? Where do you come down? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Les on the cell. Les, you're on AM760.
Morning.
How you doing, man?
Doing good. It's nice and snowy.
It is nice and snowy. So what do you think about this NFL story?
I think it's obvious if you jump into playing football, there could be repercussions. And for any politician to try to step on the toes, I think it's bad for Roger Goodell to deny it or even try to deny it. I think you're right. It's the same as the tobacco companies. And it just is the same as the tobacco companies. It's the government trying to dictate what people can and can't do. I mean, yeah, you jump into any profession, just about every profession has a side effect.
Yeah, although the other side of the argument is that, look, we have an Occupational Safety and Health Administration, for instance, in the Labor Department, right? That is supposed to enforce workplace safety laws. So, I mean, if the field in the NFL is a workplace, you know, we regulate, maybe we don't do a very good job of it, but we regulate, you know, basic minimum factory conditions, for instance. So
they need to focus on wars, too, then, because, you know, you go, the politicians have no problem sending people to war, but, I mean, they're going to take away from the entertainment of America if you start screwing with the NFL like that. I mean, enough's enough already. I don't like hypocrisy. I mean, if we're going to sit here and tax cigarettes and allow them to be legal, I mean, it's like you either allow it or you don't, you know? I mean, to have a politician, I mean, every football player knows they could break their leg, get a concussion. That's part of the game.
Yeah, I tend to come down on that position with you because unlike, say, a factory floor, these folks are being paid lots and lots and lots of money. And part of the reason why they're paid lots of money is because of the occupational hazard, right? I mean, so it's different than somebody being paid minimum wage at a low wage at a meatpacking plant, right? It's different. And obviously the dangers are, I mean, everybody knows it's dangerous to play football. I mean, the separate question is, and this is not really a legal or governmental question, whether it's okay for the NFL to have been denying that there are long-term mental and cognitive and brain function consequences to playing football for a long time. I mean,
yes.
You have these stories about how these guys get concussions, and basically the culture of the league is to encourage them to keep playing and just, you know, forget about it. And over time, that can cause major, major problems. So that's a separate legal question, and the question is whether the NFL has really done something awful here.
Yeah, they should definitely own up to that. The player, I mean, everybody knows, just like you said with the cigarette issue, everybody knew cigarettes were bad for you. They're sitting there denying it because they're scared they're going to get sued. And that shouldn't even exist. If we go on like this, that's what's going to happen.
Yeah. Hey, man, thanks for the call. Be safe out there, okay?
Make it easy, man.
All right. 7:33 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota here on a snowy Thursday. It is Thursday, right? I'm not going to be here. I should let everyone know. I'm not going to be here on Friday. We're not going to be here on Monday. And I'm not going to be here probably most likely on next Wednesday. Next Wednesday, I think I'm going to be in New York. I was asked to be the guest on PBS Now.
Sweet.
Yeah. So I'm flying out to New York next week to do that. Should be...
Well, I guess we should throw out the programming note then. We will be running Stephanie Miller Friday and Monday. I'll be gone as well. I'd fill in for you, Dave, but we're both gone.
Yeah.
And we'll see what happens next Wednesday. I'll try to get in here. If not, it'll be Stephanie Miller again on Wednesday.
Sweet. And you're headed down to
Texas. I'm headed
to Texas for your
Yeehaw.
Widespread panic.
Well, that's a side thing.
That's
I'm
okay.
going down
well,
to see
what's
some
wrong
family.
With that? Why are you so...
Oh, because I'm catching flack from the wife and family and my dad.
Everybody's allowed to have some fun.
I'm in my mid-30s. It's not going to get any better than this. I got a couple good years left in me.
Oh, man, that's depressing.
It is. Well, it's true.
Come on, man.
Seriously.
Well... Have a good trip.
Thank you, Dave. I'm a Debbie Downer on my way to
Seriously,
Texas.
Seriously, man.
Sorry.
Oh, and one other programming note. If you're looking for school closing information, am760.net, type in closings at the top. After the break, we'll get back to our discussion about the NFL. Do you think the government is out of line in trying to get involved in the NFL issue? The issue specifically about whether the NFL is treating head injuries seriously enough. This is becoming a bigger and bigger problem. A major House hearing yesterday. In the 8 a.m. hour, we're going to discuss a proposal to freeze credit card interest rates. Is it good, or are there going to be unintended consequences? Stick around after a traffic update with John Turk.
Well, Dave, the stretches of traffic jams really long for us this morning on all the major highways around town. Of course, they're going to be the worst on 25, basically all the way from North Glen into downtown and all the way through the DU area up through the Tech Center. Northbound is also really sluggish, leaving Castle Rock, Wolfensburger all the way up to Lincoln. Also seeing some really slow jams on 225 and Aurora. Northbound side mostly, Parker Road to I-70. That's a really long stretch. Up north of the town, it's looking really nasty. Northbound 25 closed at Wellington to the Wyoming state line. Also, several slide-off crashes between Berthoud and Fort Collins. The forecast, winter storm warning through 6 p.m. this evening, another 4 to 7 inches in the metro, 6 to 10 in the foothills. High wind gusts, some up to 40 miles an hour. Look for highs in the upper 20s. Right now, 28 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Today, AM 760 is brought to you by Our Clean World.
Come into Safeway and discover 5,000 ways you can save using your club card. To learn more about Safeway club card specials and all the great ways to save money, visit Safeway.com today. Safeway, ingredients for life.
Now there's a lot of ways you can stay connected to us.
You switched your old synthetic oil for Castrol Edge. That's thinking with your dipstick. You like that Castrol Edge has 8 times better wear protection than Mobil 1. That's thinking with your dipstick. You enter a 15-round cage match against Smasher.
Bobby!
That's not thinking with your dipstick. Think with your dipstick. Upgrade to Castrol Edge. It's more than just oil. It's liquid engineering. Learn more at yourdipstick.com.
5W30s tested in industry standard sequence 4A wear test.
It's amazing what can come through in the voice, the laughter. The spiritual realm knows no barriers of geography or time or distance. This is Christian at California Psychics. Reading on the phone is a really great thing now. It really makes it a lot more accessible.
Over 500,000 people have connected with California Psychics on the phone because it offers them convenience, availability, privacy, and confidentiality. And they realize that you don't have to have a face-to-face reading to benefit from our psychics' insightfulness and honesty. Plus, California Psychics makes this promise. If your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-
It's coming for you. And nothing can stop it.
It's NBC Halloween Thursday.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
It was not hilarious. It was very terrifying.
It's 3 hours of the best comedies on TV with a new community, a new Parks and Rec, a new Office, a new 30 Rock, and a new Jay Leno show.
It's a magical night where women drink too much. Anything can happen on Halloween.
NBC Halloween Thursday starts tonight at 8, 7 Central.
Visit OvationHair.com and remember to enter AM760 for your special offer. OvationHair.com.
My husband and I are at each other's throats.
We were tossing and turning all night, keeping the other one awake.
I would look over like, what is your basic problem?
It could actually save your marriage.
We're both happier.
I'm ecstatic to have found this.
And it isn't classes or counseling or flowers.
The thing my wife likes is that I wake up in a better mood.
It's a bed, the revolutionary Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort.
Now that we have the Sleep Number bed, we can't wait to go to bed.
It calibrates to the precise zone of comfort your body needs.
She's got the firmer setting. I've got the softer setting.
It's heaven.
Each of your bodies.
I'm just so comfortable, and I know he's comfortable.
We never realized how much we were both compromising to share a bed.
Challenge sleep as you know it. Visit a Sleep Number center now and take the Sleep Number Challenge. You'll get a free gift while supplies last, just for finding your sleep number. Together.
Select Comfort Sleep Number centers on most major malls, including Northfield at Stapleton, Flatiron Crossing, and Park Meadows.
Right now at the Home Depot, take 10% off appliances of $398 or more. Plus, get instant savings every day with free delivery and haul away, which combined can save you up to an additional $79. No rebates, no hassles, no expiration dates, which makes brands like GE, Maytag, and LG more affordable than ever thanks to 10% off appliances and free delivery. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Through November 1st, U.S. only. See store for details.
This business is harder than anything I've ever done in my life.
Meet Kim Ema. She sells tasty desserts out of her treats truck all over Manhattan.
Managing cash flow is really important because things are always changing. Let's say I have a really big event coming up. I'm probably going to use my Visa Business credit card. And then there are weekly expenses where it just makes a lot of sense to use my Visa Business debit card.
Learn how Visa Business helps Kim manage cash flow in ways checks can't. Visit Visa.com/GoBiz. More small businesses go forward with Visa.
Now that's a real shame when folks be throwing away a perfectly good white boy like that.
That was from Better Off Dead. Yeah, Better Off Dead. The movie about snow.
Shame.
The left half of my brain is frozen. Speaking of brains being frozen, we're talking about the NFL and its big controversy. It's now in a political controversy. Yesterday, the NFL, in front of the U.S. House, in a hearing about head injuries, more and more data coming out that there are very, very long-term consequences for NFL players who get head injuries and who play through head injuries. The NFL being accused of burying the science about this. John Conyers, the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, puts this problem in perspective. How big a problem is this, you may be asking? Quote, I say this not simply because of the impact of these injuries on the 2,000 current players and more than 10,000 retirees associated with the NFL and their families. I say it because of the effect on the millions of players at the college, high school, and youth levels. Is football too dangerous to play? Now, I ask that as a serious question, right? I mean, when you start thinking about the fact that this is not a problem just at the NFL. This is a problem of football itself, the sport itself. Are you concerned with all of this data coming out about the effects of concussions and brain injuries, that football is not a safe sport to play? I mean, we know it's not safe, but I mean in the bigger sense, that it's too unsafe to play, too unsafe to be such a central sport in our culture. I mean, we don't have, you know, well, I mean, I guess we do have it, but we don't have the kind of, you know, people who used to go to the stadium in Rome, right? And they watch gladiators rip each other apart. Now, sure, we have Ultimate Fighting Championship, and there are, you know, that's obviously quite dangerous. And we talked to Joe Rogan about that a couple weeks ago, and about how the Ultimate Fighters often fight through their injuries. But football is a much bigger part of our culture than that. And so the question is, are we ignoring the science to play this game, to play this sport? And is that too dangerous in a modern society? I mean, I don't want to take football's name in vain, right? I mean, I've been a football fan. One of my best memories of going to college was going to Northwestern when they went to the Rose Bowl. I was a huge football fan. But when you read about how dangerous it really is, I mean, the New Yorker story, the big story by Malcolm Gladwell about how even, you know, two or three successive head injuries, concussions that people play through, can really cause long-term damage to people's cognitive ability. In a real way, I'm not talking about dementia here. It starts to, you start to wonder whether this is a hazard that's been neglected. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Josh in Arvada. Josh, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Dave. You know, it didn't quite change my mind with the new stats you just threw out. But what I was going to say is, you know, like you said, there's 2,000 people playing football right now. In the next 3 weeks, more than that number of people are going to die because Congress hasn't gotten health care done. And I'm just thinking, you know, why aren't these guys spending time taking Joe Lieberman out and explaining to him why he needs to vote with the caucus? I mean, it makes sense for us to talk about it.
Yeah, I mean, look, you know, Congress can walk and chew gum. Don't think it can. I mean, I've worked on the Hill. You know, this one of the, and I'm not saying you're doing this, but, you know, one of the, this is an argument that, that a lot of right-wingers make, oh, you know, why is the, you know, why is the president having, you know, like, let's say, what was it, a couple weeks ago, a sports team, after they won some championship, was at the White House. Oh, why is the president spending his time with the sports team at the White House doing in the ceremony? He should be working on other things. You know, these institutions in Washington can walk and chew gum at the same time. Right. I mean, there are the Congress has a huge budget, a huge number of staffers who work up there. So they can walk and chew gum at the same time. I will say this. I think there's a bigger point here that this is obviously a health issue. Right. I mean, this is and obviously the science about head injuries, how to treat head injuries has not been taken seriously enough. Now, NFL players, of course, probably have decent health care because they get paid pretty well. But the question is, you know, college players, high school players, right? What kind of health care costs? And this is a serious question. What kind of health care costs are being incurred in a country without universal health care by the culture of football at all levels, right? Not everybody who plays football who gets lots of brain injuries or brain concussions is it gets to be in the NFL, gets to get paid that six or seven figure salary to get health care. So this is, I think, a health care issue. The question is, what do you think Congress should do about it? Can it do anything about it? Can we do anything about it? I mean, what's your take on that?
Well, yeah, I think they can do something about it. I mean,
what are we going to do, outlaw football?
No, they can deal with this by the same way they dealt with smoking, by, you know, making sure people know, making sure that there's better management at the high school level to make sure that people aren't getting hurt as much at a younger age. But then there comes to the whole individual freedom where, you know, once you're 23, 24 and you're offered $1 million to run around and play football, you shouldn't, I think, have that option taken away.
Well, here's an idea. I mean, here's a compromise idea. I mean, there's, you know, some people have thrown out the idea of, you know, that when, you know, if you're a boxer, right, you got to get approval basically from the boxing federation's physician or an approved physician to box, right? You can't just, you know, this is, by the way, the plot line of one of the Rocky movies, right? He can't get the doctor to give him a clean bill of health so that he can't professionally box anymore. I mean, should there be some sort of requirement that players get examined every so often and then get authorized to play? I mean, part of the problem here, in fact, one of the big problems here, is that the culture of football is to play through your injury. The problem is it's not necessarily a good idea to play through a concussion. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's also the culture of construction and all sorts of other industries.
Yeah, but that's not that's not a good culture. Two wrongs don't make a right, right?
Well, and what I'm saying here, though, I still think, you know, football is in the professional level a much smaller group of people who should have the freedom to not as far as business, but even as far as the players to play. What, you know, I can understand dealing with something at the college level, dealing with something at the high school level, because, you know, you also don't have high school extreme sports, but we don't have any problem with base jumping existing, you know, from adults. So
right.
I think we let the players do what they want to do. You can do something in high school, but I also think maybe we should start doing this through school boards. And, you know, I'm still back. I know that they've got a lot of congressmen and a lot of senators and a lot of staff, but
it's a legitimate point.
Hours,
yeah, no, I mean, I'm not saying your point's not legitimate. Yeah, I'm not saying your point's not legitimate, that you're right. Congress does have, you know, more pressing matters to take care of than dealing with the NFL and frankly, than dealing just with the football issue in general. You're right. We have a health care crisis in this country, and I'm not saying that's not a legitimate point. The only thing I'm saying is that Congress can occasionally, and probably even more than occasionally, do two things at once. And I just think because one issue may be a bigger issue doesn't mean that another issue isn't an issue of importance as well. Hey, Josh, thanks for the call. 749 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota here on a snowy Thursday morning going up to just below 30 degrees. Snow, of course, all in the forecast. Drive safely out there. Speaking of driving, let's get a traffic update from Captain John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Traffic is completely nasty everywhere. Like my boss once said to me, John, you might as well just say, it sucks everywhere you're going. And that's pretty much the case this morning. Really bad on the north end between Berthoud and Fort Collins. Lots of accidents up there. Also, closure northbound side from Wellington to the Wyoming state line. Our slowest and longest jams around town, southbound 25, Thornton all the way down to the Boulder Turnpike. Again, heavy from 76 all the way past Spear. Northbounders, you're really struggling, leaving Cass Rock all the way up to Lincoln. Going to be heavy again from Dry Creek all the way to Hamden. Going to break up briefly for you. More jams from about Hamden all the way down to DU. And we're looking at some crashes out there on the surface streets. Cops are just kind of leaving them there. Looks like we might be under accident alert. But do give yourself lots of time this morning. Forecast, winter storm warning through 6 p.m. this evening. Expect another 4 to 7 inches, 6 to 10 in the foothills. Look for heavy wind gusts, some up to 40 miles an hour this afternoon, and highs in the upper 20s, currently at 28 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
This weekend is the last days of the original lowest prices of the season sale at Kohl's. Hurry in to get the guaranteed lowest sale prices throughout the store. Sale ends Monday. The more you know, the more you Kohl's. Kohl's, expect great things.
Building your own home can cost big money unless you do it yourself.
Inside this truck are some very special batteries, because these batteries are going to the Mattel Children's Hospital, UCLA, where they know that making kids better takes all kinds of technologically advanced equipment and quite a few Hot Wheels and Barbies and Polly Pockets. So to power all those toys, the people at Duracell pack that truck full of batteries, because they know nothing's better than powering a smile. Duracell, trusted everywhere.
DenverCorvette.com and CorvetteDenver.com are your destination for late model Corvette sales and service in Colorado. Large Corvette showroom, great Corvette service. Buy your next new or used Corvette from people who care. DenverCorvette.com is PurefoyChevrolet.com.
That's Jared.
Hi, I'm Jane Seymour. My mother used to say, always keep your heart open. It's the only way to give and receive love. Those words inspired my new Open Hearts jewelry collection.
And now, you are invited to see the Open Hearts by Jane Seymour jewelry collection at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Priced from just under $50 to $1,300.
When your heart is open, love will always find its way in.
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
A new study from Carfax shows that the number of salvaged cars for sale has more than doubled. You want to avoid buying these rebuilt wrecks. Make sure you see a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, show me the Carfax, or go to Carfax.com.
1600. Mike, on the way in, I heard that there's going to be the new report out from the government about how much our economy is growing, our GDP is growing or not growing. How are the markets reacting? What do you think is in the cards for us?
We don't really follow any of that stuff, David. I don't pay much attention. I just buy stuff and hope it goes up. What a smart aleck, right?
Yeah.
No, I'm kidding you, David. You came in so seriously there, I had to bust your chops there a little.
No problem.
GDP came in at for the third quarter at 3.5%. Consensus was for 3.2%, so a little bit better number than expected. Initial jobless claims for the week, however, didn't drop as much as people had expected, so continuing claims, initial jobless claims, a little bit worse than expected, but the markets are getting a little bit of a bounce today. We're getting the Sirota bounce. The Dow is up 51 points, the Nasdaq's up 13, and the S&P is up about 7. So a little bit better start to the day. And a lot of people have been following what's happening with the U.S. dollar, David, and it's been bouncing around. And there are three major factors that we think may continue to make the currency weak for a little time to come. And there are ways that you can hedge against that. Kent Peterson has done a fair amount of research on that, and found that there are some ways if you want to hedge against a weak dollar or make money on that proposition, he can share with you how to do that. So if you'd like to know, give us a call at 303-694-1600, and Kent Peterson will share his ideas on the U.S. dollar and how to participate in it. I think that's a helpful hint for him from him.
Again, 303-694-1600, 303-694-1600 for the team at Presidential Brokerage. Mike, stay warm out there. Oh, and I should mention, we've rescheduled our lunch. Sorry about I had a computer crash. I was supposed to meet with Mike. I had a massive computer meltdown. Had to go to the Apple Genius Bar. We're rescheduled. So I will see you in a couple of weeks for lunch. New York Daily News, baby. I'm looking forward to it. Hey, stay warm out there, Mike.
All right. Sounds good, David. Thanks a lot.
All right.
We asked women how they felt about getting older. Their number one answer?
Invisible.
I am the invisible woman.
No one gives me a second glance anymore. It's like, hello, over here.
Well, hydroxytone is going to change that. Because we believe that every woman deserves smooth, radiant skin that gets noticed. In fact, we feel so strongly about it, we want to give every woman who wants noticeably younger looking skin a free trial of hydroxytone. Just call 1-800-900-6166 in the next 10 minutes. Clinically proven hydroxytone is dermatologist recommended. With ingredients that tighten skin and make wrinkles and fine lines disappear from view, the results are so impressive. Hydroxytone was given away in celebrity gift bags at this year's Emmy Awards.
I get noticed now. I look like I did 5, maybe even 10 years ago.
Take years off your appearance faster than you thought possible. Get your risk-free trial of hydroxytone today. Just call 1-800-900-6166 in the next 10 minutes. That's a free trial at 1-800-900-6166.
756 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Is football too unsafe to be such a major part of our American culture at the high school, college, and professional levels? That's the question being asked at a House Judiciary Committee hearing this week about brain injuries. More data coming out about the danger to people who play football. And it's not just an NFL issue. As I said, high school, college, and professional. These thousands, maybe even millions of people have played this sport. Is it too dangerous? Should we regulate it? 713-7600 is the number. Let's go to Diana in Greeley. Diana, you're on AM 760.
Good morning.
Morning.
Yes, I think it is. And also, I think if they're going to do that, they ought to include the most dangerous sports. Sport is bull riding or rodeo, bronc riding.
And which is done, by the way, at the high school and college level as well. People tend to forget
britches,
that.
Little britches, you know, mutton busting.
Yeah, right, right.
They put little kids on sheep, and they don't put helmets. They don't require helmets. They don't even require a helmet. They require now a flak jacket, period.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. I mean, there are a lot of sports out there that are dangerous that we don't do enough to protect against. I mean, the issue with football, just to distinguish it from, say, you know, bull riding, is that football involves a lot more people. Not only just on the field at the same time, but there's just a lot more people who have played and do play football. So it's a bigger problem in terms of how many people it potentially affects. But you've made a good point. And then the question, of course, is, well, where do you draw the line? Where do you stop regulating? That's always the question, and it's a tough question. Hey, Diana, thanks for the call. Stay warm out there. All right, we're going to get back to this discussion and the question of, should we freeze credit card interest rates. That's a proposal from one Colorado congresswoman. Are there unintended consequences to doing that? We'll discuss it after the national news.
AM 760 and CBS News bring you audio on demand on AM.
An actual California Psychics customer.
What brought me to California Psychics for the first time? Word of mouth. I've dealt with psychics for many, many, many years, and normally have one or two gifted out of a whole room of people. Your line is better. Your accuracy is 100% higher than the rest of them. And when you put these kind of people together with this kind of accuracy, it's phenomenal to see and hear.
When you have important questions, California Psychics has answers. Over 180 gifted psychics available 24/7. And California Psychics makes this promise. If your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Secure.
Tire rotation, multi-point inspection, fluid top off, and more. Just $29.95 or less after $10 mail-in rebate.
Well, my car's running great. My dealer got me in and out.
Oh, I'm happy for you. But I'm stuck to your windshield for the next 5,000 miles.
See? Everybody wins.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury parts and service. Come in, keep going. Get ready for winter. See your participating local Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealer today. No appointment necessary. Up to 5 quarts, taxes, diesel, and disposal fee extra. See participating dealership for hours and rebate details through 103109.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedatani. The government says cash for clunkers and the new home buyers tax credit helped the economy grow at a 3.5% annual rate in the third quarter of the year, the best showing in 2 years.
The global recession is pretty much over.
Standard & Poor's economist David Weiss.
We need to see some job growth. That's still the missing thing. We haven't seen any employment increase. I hope we do by the end of the fourth quarter.
The sooner the better for John Paulus, the 53-year-old computer software worker from Rhode Island has been looking for a job for 18 months.
It's very degrading. It's very depressing. It's very humiliating.
Workers are still filing more than 500,000 claims for unemployment benefits each week, but the chairman of the President's Council of Economic Advisers calls the report on economic growth encouraging. An Associated Press analysis found that White House estimates of how many jobs were saved or created by the economic stimulus program were way off by the thousands, says AP reporter Matt Apuzzo.
We found one instance where it was, 20 jobs were created for this project, but because there are 8 job orders, it came in as 160 jobs. Well, that's obviously not right.
The public is about to get a new prescription for health care reform.
After months of intense negotiations and vote counting, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi this morning unveils the health reform measure the House will vote on. It will include a public option for those who buy health insurance on their own. She says that's important.
To keep the insurance companies honest, to encourage competition.
It would require everyone to have health insurance, provide subsidies to help buy it, and end discrimination based on pre-existing conditions. To help pay for it, the bill would raise income taxes for those making over $500,000 a year. Bob Fuzz, CBS News, Capitol Hill.
In the early morning darkness at Delaware's Dover Air Force Base.
Hold up! Hold up!
President Obama met the plane returning the bodies of 18 Americans killed in Afghanistan this week. Rose Stonecipher, national president of the American Gold Star Mothers, says the gesture is very much appreciated.
To have the president there is an amazing tribute.
A Washington Post headline calls it a wild dose chase. Desperate parents of sick children looking to get scarce flu medicine any way they can. Live to CBS's Steve Kathan. Why the shortage, Steve?
Well, for one thing, there is high demand, and the maker of Tamiflu has focused on producing less liquid for kids and more capsules for grown-ups. Kelly Hill's been looking for liquid Tamiflu in Oklahoma City for her son.
He's been in and out of the doctor and been sick for the past month.
The government started sending extra doses to states from the Strategic National Stockpile, and pharmacists are being told to mix the capsule powder with syrup if they have to. Frank?
A trustee for Slumdog Millionaire child stars Azharuddin Mohammed and Rubina Ali says poor attendance at school is putting their trust fund payments from the hit movie at risk. They've been showing up way less than half the time. In early trading on Wall Street, the Dow Industrials are up 75 points. This is CBS News.
It's time to feel the only number in NASCAR that counts. That number one finger that you wave out the window afterwards. Feel what it's like to be the first man to finish and the last man to stand.
Woo! Great job, boys. You guys rock.
Feel what it's like to love your competitors but hate the thought of them winning. NASCAR on ESPN. Feel your heart race. The chase continues with the AMP Energy 500 at Talladega, Sunday at noon Eastern on ABC.
Come to Jared and experience the legend of Levion.
That's Jared!
The design and craftsmanship of Levion jewelry, including the delicious new trends, Levion chocolate diamonds, Levion chocolate cultured South Sea pearls, and raspberry rhodolite garnets in strawberry gold, must be seen to be appreciated. Visit Jared to understand why Levion has devoted collectors the world over.
It can only be Jared!
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. 17 inches of snow and counting in Denver, a lot more in Evergreen and Conifer, where they're measuring it from 2 to 3 feet. Driving's turning out to be a nightmare this morning. It took a while for Misty to get to work at Starbucks in Castle Pines.
Well over an hour, because it took me at least half an hour to get myself out of my driveway. And then on the highway, it took me even longer because I have no four-wheel drive. So I made it in second gear all the way.
Well, turns out Misty didn't have to rush. Her shop didn't have any customers this morning. We could still see several more inches of snow before it leaves us later today. Plows are out across the area, but expect slow going. At DIA, flights are delayed and some are being canceled, so check with the airline if you do have a flight out. The weather's bad enough that the Denver Broncos are practicing inside the bubble for the first time since a freak April storm last spring. The Broncos are getting ready for their first game after the bye week. They'll be in Baltimore on Sunday. In sports, the Denver Nuggets beat Utah to kick off their NBA season last night. The Avs won again. They beat the Flames in Calgary. And the Phillies took Game 1 of the World Series. They beat the Yankees 6-1. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where there's not a lot of volume, but very slow speeds for everybody that's out on the highways. Now, those roads are going to be slick and snow-covered in spots. Lane recognition also difficult. Now, as the morning commute progresses, cars are starting to wear grooves in the road, but in spots, you will run into just solid sheets of ice. So do factor that into your ride. Speeds are going to average about 20 to 30 miles an hour, pretty much any way you're heading around both Denver and Boulder. Outside the metro, though, northbound I-25, pretty tough as you're making your way up towards Fort Collins. And then the further north you get, it shuts down at Wellington all the way up to the Wyoming state line for northbounders. In the high country, Loveland Pass closed due to adverse weather conditions. And speaking of the weather, around Denver today, we can expect some more flurries to keep coming down. It's going to be a cloudy day with a high of about 31 degrees. Currently, it is 24. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Tired of little value burgers that don't fill you up? Stop into Good Times today and get a hot and fresh $1.99 Good Times Deluxe Burger made with 100% all-natural Angus beef. It's a full-size burger for just $1.99, and it's only at Good Times.
Right now at the Home Depot, take 10% off appliances of $398.
Hi, this is John Elway. When it comes to vision correction, Icon LASIK has the most experience in Colorado. Icon uses the latest laser technology, including bladeless LASIK, at affordable prices starting at $4.99 per eye. All reasons why I selected Icon LASIK. You should too. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
David Sirota.
Always, you're going to give me a hard question no matter what.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. A snowy morning out there. Drive safely. If you're looking for school closing information, am760.net. Just type in closings. And we are talking about, we have been talking about, the NFL and football in general. The NFL in front of the Congress yesterday, facing questions about whether it has been burying evidence that playing football causes major brain injuries. And we're not just talking about the high profile injuries, right, where people know that they're injured. We're talking about the run of the mill concussions that happen in the NFL, that happen obviously at all levels of football, asking the question whether football in general is too unsafe to be such a major part of our culture. Do you support regulating football? I'm not sure where I am on this issue in the sense of, you know, at the professional level, if you're being paid six or seven figures and you're an adult to play football, you're making a choice knowing that you're playing a dangerous sport. It's not any secret that football is dangerous. When you start talking about high school and college football, that's a little different. And if the science about the long-term effects of football has been buried, that's a real problem. What can we do about it as a society? 303-713-7600. We're also going to turn to this story from here in Colorado. Congresswoman Betsy Markey making news today. She stepped up her criticism of credit card companies yesterday, introducing a bill to freeze interest rates and sending a letter condemning plans to charge cardholders for paying their balances in full each month. Markey has emerged as a leader, a leading congressional critic of credit card companies that have raised rates and fees ahead of the implementation of a new law that will make it harder to do so. Much of the law doesn't take effect until February 2010, but the credit card industry said freezing rates now will hurt consumers. Quote, I've heard disturbing stories from Coloradans across my district that their credit card companies are suddenly and unfairly hiking their interest rates before the Credit Card Act takes effect. These are exactly the kinds of abuses this law will prohibit. But before the ink was dry on the bill, credit card companies were looking for ways to get around the critical protections that Colorado families demanded. So the question is whether capping, freezing interest rates right now will cause unintended consequences. Now, think through this for a second. I'm going to read you this from McClatchy Newswire. Major banks are scrambling to cull their least profitable cardholders by making terms difficult or by raising interest rates before the new credit card reform bill takes effect in February. Aside from higher rates and increased minimum payments, consumers are now complaining of fixed rates being changed to variable rates, new fees, a decline in new offers, and fewer rebates and rewards. So the question is whether, if you cap interest rates on credit cards, whether the banks and the credit card companies are going to try to get their money from somewhere else. You've heard about, I'm sure, this idea that they're going to start potentially charging people for actually paying off their balances in full. This is how a credit card company, of course, makes money, right? You don't pay your balance off in full. You pay your minimum balance, and then they are charging you interest on your overall balance. If you start paying your balance off in full, the credit card companies, some, charge you a penalty fee so that they can make money, right? Because if you're paying off your balance in full and they're not charging you interest, then they're not making any money. They're not making a profit, right? They've lent you money that you're paying off in full, and you're not paying interest on it if you pay it off in full. And the fear is that if you cap the amount, the rate of interest that can be charged on a credit card, that those kinds of fees, paying off your minimum balance, for instance, that the credit card companies are going to try to find their profits somewhere else. That's the argument against capping interest rates. Now, I think we need to cap interest rates. I think the fact that we don't have a usury law on the books in the federal government, a federal usury law, a maximum amount that a credit card or a bank or any institution can charge you, is obscene. I mean, usury and regulations against usury have been something that society has treated as a serious, commonsensical idea since the time the Bible was written. Right? The Bible writes all about why usury is bad, why loan sharking, effectively, should not be acceptable in a civilized society. And that's what the credit card companies are. They're usurers. And so the question is, how far should we go to crack down on these behaviors, on these pathologies, right? I mean, we got a predatory lending industry. We've got payday lending industries. These are industries that make profit off of charging you very, very high rates of interest. Now, the other side will say what the Colorado Springs Gazette says today in its editorial. Our view, consumer protection backfires. We've already noted the unintended consequences in the wake of Washington's reform legislation to protect consumers from credit card interest rate hikes and penalties. Congress has restricted changes in credit card terms, citing complaints about high rates and penalty fees. Even before the new regulations went into effect, banks began switching flat interest rate accounts to variable rates to compensate for revenue they would lose under the new law. Now another unintended consequence is being felt by consumers as banks scurry to make up for lost revenues when a second phase of rate and lending restrictions go into effect. Newswires are reporting that banks are identifying unprofitable accounts. You know, consumers who don't carry large balances or who pay on time to avoid late penalties. And these companies are charging new annual fees. And these fees, says the Gazette, have been absent from the market for years for many consumers. And these fees are going to, and they're right about this, these fees will punish the most responsible credit card users, those who haven't carried large balances or who regularly pay off their monthly charges. You could be spanked for staying out of debt, says USA Today's money columnist Sandra Block. There are other unintended consequences, say the Gazette, consumer unfriendly consequences set in motion by the government's desire to help. Consumers will have to decide whether to cancel their cards or pay the new annual fees, which could run into the hundreds of dollars a year for consumers with several cards. Conversely, canceling credit cards to avoid the new fees could detrimentally affect consumers' credit ratings, determined partly by the length of time credit has been extended. So where do you come down on this? Do you want to see the federal government cap the amount of interest you can be charged? Or do you think that will create too many unintended consequences? Do you think that will end up punishing the most responsible borrowers, people who pay off their minimum balances? Or are you in the third position? Cap the interest rates and whatever other abusive practices the banks try to engage in to recover their astronomical profits. Deal with that when it comes down the pike. That seems to be what Betsy Markey is saying, the congresswoman from Fort Collins. Her bill seems to suggest that we should cap interest rates, freeze credit card interest rates, and then also ban credit card companies from penalizing you if you pay back your minimum, not your minimum, if you pay back your entire balance. So, and I'm with her, right? This whole idea we just got to let the market do what it needs to do and credit card competition will bring down rates, that's a lot of crap. I'm not saying credit card companies and banks shouldn't be able to profit off of interest, but there's a difference between interest and usury. And what's going on with the credit card companies for many years has been usury. And so I say cap the interest rates. Cap them right now. I mean, I want to hear somebody argue that a credit card company should be allowed to, unbeknownst to you, unilaterally, without warning, jack your interest rate to 50%. I want to hear somebody say that credit card companies should be allowed to penalize you for paying back your balance. I want to hear the free market fundamentalists say that competition between credit card companies has been so great for consumers. I want to hear somebody say that we should allow usury. I'd like to hear a conservative who says that they're a social conservative, a religious conservative, come on to this station and argue on behalf of usury, which the Bible rails against. So we got open lines here, 303-713-7600, 303-713-7600. The AM760 Progressive Dojo is open. Two questions, is football too dangerous a sport to be so central in our society? Asking that question because of the big hearings on Capitol Hill with the NFL about head injuries, saying that head injuries, not just in the NFL but at all levels of football, are becoming a major, major problem, a problem that we have underestimated. Not just the big head injuries, but the mundane daily concussions sustained in regular football. And then the second question is, should we cap interest rates. That's one. That's a proposal from Colorado Congresswoman Betsy Markey. Should we cap credit card interest rates, or will that create unintended consequences? 303-713-7600. It's 818 here on AM 760 on a snowy morning. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Well, you probably don't need me to tell you this, but it's going to be a brutal drive for you if you're not already in it. Expect to add at least another half hour, hour, depending on how far you got to drive to your commute this morning. A couple new crashes, I-70 eastbound side at Holly, another one eastbound 6th Avenue before Kipling. Several surface street crashes, too many to list here, but looks like people are just kind of handling them themselves. Emergency vehicles really not helping you out if you're in an accident right now. Southbound 25, man, totally brutal right now. Looking at jams from E-470 all the way down to 120th. Again, from 104th past the Boulder Turnpike. Northbounders struggling, leaving Castle Rock there at Wolfensburger all the way up to Lincoln. Brief relief. Then more jams from County Line all the way to 225. And then more jams, but speed's a little bit better from Hamden down through the Narrows and into downtown. Also, several slide-off crashes this morning on I-25 up in the north end between Berthoud and Fort Collins. CDOT also closed down northbound 25 from Wellington to the Wyoming state line. In the high country, we do have some chain laws in effect over the high passes for semis. Also, Loveland Pass shut down due to the bad weather. Forecast, periods of snow in the morning and afternoon. Areas of blowing snow throughout the day. New accumulation, 4 to 7 inches. Highs in the upper 20s. Your current downtown temperature is 27 degrees. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Come into Safeway and discover 5,000 ways you can save using your club card. To learn more about...
Right now at the Home Depot, take 10% off appliances of $398 or more. Plus, get instant savings every day with free delivery and haulaway, which combined can save you up to an additional $79. No rebates, no hassles, no expiration dates. Which makes brands like GE, Maytag, and LG more affordable than ever, thanks to 10% off appliances and free delivery. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Through November 1st, U.S. only. See store for details.
It's coming for you. And nothing can stop it.
It's NBC Halloween Thursday.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
It was not hilarious. It was very terrifying.
It's 3 hours of the best comedies on TV with a new community, a new Parks and Rec, a new office, a new 30 Rock, and a new Jay Leno show.
It's a magical night where women drink too much. Anything can happen on Halloween.
NBC Halloween Thursday starts tonight at 8, 7 Central.
Call 1-800-984-9985. Omega-3 fish oil has been recommended by thousands of physicians around the world to help keep your heart, bones, joints, muscles, and skin healthy. And now researchers are discovering that fish oil with vitamin D supports your healthy energy levels and mood. For a free trial of pharmaceutical-grade Omega Berry fish oil, call now. We'll guarantee you'll feel a difference. Call 1-800-984-9985 for your risk-free trial. 1-800-984-9985. That's 1-800-984-9985.
Right now at the Home Depot, take 10% off appliances of $398 or more. Plus, get instant savings every day with free delivery and haulaway, which combined can save you up to an additional $79. No rebates, no hassles, no expiration dates, which makes brands like GE, Maytag, and LG more affordable than ever, thanks to 10% off appliances and free delivery. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Through November 1st, U.S. only. See store for details.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now, 1-800-458-0635, 1-800-458-0635.
I'm very conservative, and I mean, with a public system like this and throwing the Constitution out the window.
Nobody's throwing the Constitution out the window. You're making that up. And if you guys would have won, there'd be a bunch of poor old people living on the streets, so thank God you didn't. And just like you guys tried to say Medicare was unconstitutional, which you lost at that too, and if you would have won, there'd have been a bunch of old sick people living on the streets, so thank God you didn't.
Mario Salih's Marriage.
I'm fired up.
Afternoons at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
I won't say I told you so either.
3 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. In the 9 a.m. hour, we're going to be talking to Westward's Jared Jakangmar about the ballot initiative here in Denver on car impoundment and why that is an anti-immigrant initiative, a stealth anti-immigrant initiative. Then at 9:20, we're going to check in with Denver Post editor Dan Haley about his article about how the Balloon Boy controversy was certainly not the first time we have experienced a hoax here in Colorado. That's right. We've been had here before in Colorado. Right now, we're talking about two issues in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. The NFL and football in general, is it too unsafe to be such a major part of American culture? The NFL was on Capitol Hill yesterday facing tough questions about whether and why it was burying scientific data on the long-term effects of head injuries. And we're not just talking about the big head injuries. We're talking about the regular, mundane concussions that happen at all levels of football. And is there anything we can do about it? Should we regulate the NFL? Should we regulate football in general? What's the difference between football and other sports or games that are violent that we either look down upon or are not as big a part of our culture? Right? If we regulate Ultimate Fighting Champions, the Ultimate Fighting tournaments, and if it's at least not as big a part of our culture as football, why is that the case? Why do we see one sport as too violent to be so central to our culture, but another sport which is causing really long-term damage to people who play it, again, not just at the professional level, but at all levels? And is it too unsafe to be such a central part of our culture? 303-713-7600. Then we're also talking about Congresswoman Betsy Markey's proposal to cap credit card interest rates. Is that going to have unintended consequences if we do that? Some say, including the Colorado Springs Gazette, that this will result in higher annual fees, for instance, to people who pay off their credit card debts, that it will raise fees for the most responsible borrowers in order for the banks to recover the profits that they would lose from an interest rate cap. Where do you come down? 303-713-7600. We'll go to the phones here at 826 on a snowy morning. Let's go to Noah in Thornton. Noah, you're on AM 760.
Morning.
Hey, man.
I just think that the Colorado Springs coming out and saying this is just knee-jerk predictable. I mean, come on.
Yeah, I mean, they are, and they are the most conservative paper in the state. In fact, they're one of the most conservative, if not the single most, and this is not an overstatement, the single most conservative newspaper in the United States. They are known as that.
No, but at the same time, they're showing the real stripes. If they're supposedly representing a people who are ultimately hugely religious, they're showing that who they really worship is their money god. And I don't care whether or not they think this is wrong and that it's going to hurt other people. Anybody who's playing with credit cards, you're swimming with sharks. It doesn't matter who you are. You're going to get bit eventually. And just because somebody else was getting bit and they're getting out of the water doesn't mean that you're not going to get bit. It's just showing that the shark's going to turn on everybody.
Yeah, and the other argument that the bank industry makes is that, you know, if we limit credit card interest rates, which is effectively an attempt to limit their profiteering, that credit will become less available to borrowers. That if you limit their profits, they will not be able to extend as many loans to as many people. Now, the other side of that argument, which I subscribe to, is that, look, banks should be like utilities, heavily regulated companies who make a decent profit but who do not profiteer. Now, I say that because these banks are already relying on us, the taxpayer, to make lots of money, right? The banks, ultimately at the top of the food chain in the banking industry, they go to the Federal Reserve, which is our money. And the Federal Reserve makes loans to them. And they then, the private banks, take the money that they've been loaned by us, and they go out and create a private market and loan it at a higher level. So they borrow at the prime rate, then they loan to us at a different rate. And they make money almost automatically on the spread. Right? I mean, the Federal Reserve, if it wants, if we think radically here, the Federal Reserve Bank could simply lend to you and me. Right? It could simply lend money technically. I mean, it's not allowed to do this right now, but you could create a law that the Federal Reserve could lend me, David Sirota, and you, Noah and Thornton, money at the prime rate, at the much lower rate. The prime rate is much lower. And we could use that money to, you know, buy a house or buy a car or do whatever, invest in our business, right? Instead, we have created a system where the Federal Reserve uses our money to loan at a very low rate to banks, which then loan it to us at a higher rate. And then banks pocket, bank shareholders pocket the spread, the difference, as profit. And so if we're going to create a system like that, right, then at least we should heavily regulate the private entity there, because the private entity is relying on us, right? It's part of like the social contract, as you might call it. If we're if the taxpayer is going to basically undergird this entire industry, then I don't think it's out of line for us to say, as part of the bargain, you, the industry, is going to play by a set of rules. They have not been playing by any rules for too long, and we see where that's gotten us. Now, Noah, what about the idea that they are going to respond to this, that it's kind of like what the little boy in the dike in the Netherlands, right? He puts his finger in the leak in one place, and then boom, another leak springs. If you cap interest rates, the banks will go and recover their profits somewhere else in some other predatory manner. I mean, what do you think about that argument?
I think that banks have become so much of a cancer on our capitalist system that they're destroying our system. So what needs to be done ultimately is we need to break apart these mega banks and make them into smaller banks so that there can be more competition. And this is just one step in that whole thing.
Yeah,
can't do it, and other people will come along. But we need to start breaking them up, because these banks have become a threat to our democracy.
Yeah, I think that's a good point, and that's something that has been so sorely missing in the Wall Street reform debate, right, is that no one, certainly not the White House, has really talked about breaking up the banks. In fact, and this is really one of the most nauseating pieces of news that's been out there in the last month or two, the Washington Post reported that most of the bailout money has been used to prop up the biggest of big banks. And we had Congressman Brad Sherman from California on this week, and this is the subject of my column coming out tomorrow, which is that embedded deep within this massive Wall Street reform package that Congress is debating are provisions to create an even bigger bailout, and worse, to legally bar the bailout money from being spent on any institution other than one of the 20, quote-unquote, too-big-to-fail behemoths. So you're absolutely right. It's a real problem, and part of the way to solve this beyond interest rate caps is, you're absolutely right, is to deal with the structure of the banking industry itself, is to make sure that our community banks, for instance here in Colorado, are a much bigger part of the economy, and the giant multinational corporations like Citigroup are less a part of our economy, less a part at least of what we're propping up. Hey, Noah, thanks for the call, man. Drive safely out there. Ann in Westminster. Ann, you're on AM 760.
Hi. I just wanted to say that for customers who pay off their balances in full, the statement or the bank's claim that they make no money on those transactions is not accurate, because depending on their agreement with the people that accept credit cards for payment, they're making anywhere from 1 to 3% on every transaction.
That's a very good point. I should amend what I said. Well, not that I said that they didn't make any profit, but
no, I think that they're
the
probably
least,
promoting that.
Yeah, and they're the least. Look, it is fair to say that somebody who pays off their balance is the least profitable kind of client for the bank, because somebody who doesn't pay off their full balance, the bank gets some benefit from when that person buys a product. So they get it from the product provider, and
right,
then they get it from interest rate. If somebody
right
pays off their balance, the bank is not making that interest that interest rate.
Right. And but they're making money on every customer. It's just for those who pay in full, they're not making as much. And I'm all for heightened consumer protection. I'm all for breaking up the banks. I think the consumers are getting gouged every which way we turn, and I, for one, am just sick of it.
I'm sick of it, too, and I think a lot of people are sick of it, and I think it's a testament to the power of the banking industry and the corruption in our government that this has not really been an issue for decades, that it hasn't, that cracking down on these people hasn't been an issue for decades, and that now that we have a moment where it's too embarrassing to not do anything, that the efforts to reform this system are being watered down, are being fought against, don't look like they're proceeding forward. I mean, there was a decade, and I worked in the Congress when this was happening, where, in fact, the thrust of the debate was all about this so-called bankruptcy bill, which made it harder for people to fight back against credit card usury. And
right.
And what's amazing about it is that there have now been studies out there that because we passed this bankruptcy bill, that one of the provisions in the bankruptcy bill, and this is down in the weeds, but it's incredible, the credit card companies were so powerful in that debate that they basically wrote into the law that when a bankruptcy judge looks at your finances and this, you know, they schedule what you're going to pay back when you declare bankruptcy, because the credit card companies, these pigs, wrote the law in a way to make sure that the credit card companies get paid back, that their debts are prioritized before almost any other kind of debt. What has happened is that foreclosure, this has been connected to foreclosures. Because if you go into bankruptcy, you have to pay back your credit card companies to prioritize paying back those debts. A lot of people have chosen or been really forced to then walk away from their home. So the bankruptcy bill has actually exacerbated the foreclosure crisis. That is, the greed of the credit card companies, the greed and power of the credit card companies has helped create the broader economic crisis. And I'm with you. I'm not the free market, let's let them compete and that'll bring down prices. And I'm not with the, well, if we freeze interest rates, that's going to cause unintended consequences. My take is, let's freeze interest rates, and if there are unintended consequences, let's go after those as well.
Right. And where free markets may come in, I mean, I think the banks need to be heavily regulated. But where free markets may come in is this issue of charging an annual fee. Competition is what drove that out of the market, because there were plenty of banks seeing the light that, oh, well, if I don't charge an annual fee, that will attract more customers.
That's a very good point. That's a very good point. You know, and you're right. We can call their bluff. If they're making money.
It's a non-argument as far as, oh, well, we'll just start slapping fees on you. It's like, knock yourself out. The competition will take care of that.
That's a great point. Right. If you're already making money on when somebody runs the card at the store, whether I pay off my minimum balance or not, if you're already making money and then you want to claim that the loss to your profits of me paying off my balance is so much that you have to charge me a minimum or an annual fee, I'll go find another place to do business. I'll go find another card company. There's another card company probably right down the street. Hey, Ann, thanks for the call. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks.
8:37 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. After the break, we'll do our News of the Weird segment. Russia hopes a nuclear ship is going to fly humans to Mars. That's one part of the News of the Weird. Curry, the spice curry, may kill cancer. That and more in our News of the Weird segment next. And if you want to weigh in on the two issues we've been discussing, is football too dangerous a sport to be such a central part of American culture? The NFL facing inquisitions on Capitol Hill for potentially burying scientific reports about the dangers of football, head injuries. This is a new and big issue in the public sphere. Is football at the high school, college, and professional level just too central a part of our culture? Do we need to regulate it? Or is it, hey, people who play it, they know they're playing a dangerous sport, and that's the risk they take? Where do you come down? 303-713-7600. And do you support Congresswoman Betsy Markey's proposal to put a hard cap on credit card interest rates? Or do you worry, like the Colorado Springs Gazette does, that that will cause unintended consequences? 303-713-7600. We got some open lines. We'll open up the AM 760 Progressive Dojo after a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, I'm looking at speeds about in 20s on I-25. If you start in Castle Rock at Wolfensberger all the way to downtown about Colfax, then it's going to break up for you a little bit. Southbounders, really nasty. Basically, all the way from Erie to 168th, and then from 120th all the way into downtown at Spear Boulevard. Got a crash, though, just coming down northbound 25 at Castle Pines Parkway. Crash eastbound 6th Avenue before Kipling. Also a couple surface street ones to tell you about that are some major intersections where you might be slowed down. Santa Fe and Mississippi with injuries there, and another one at Alameda and Cherry Creek Drive South. Your forecast, winter storm warning through 6 p.m. this evening. Expect another 4 to 7 inches in the metro, 6 to 10 up in the foothills. Wind gusts up to 40 miles an hour today. Look for highs in the upper 20s. Right now we're at 27 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Today, AM 760 is brought to you by Our Clean World.
This weekend is the last days of the original lowest prices of the season sale at Kohl's. Hurry in to get the guaranteed lowest sale prices throughout the store. Sale ends Monday. The more you know, the more you Kohl's. Kohl's, expect great things.
AM 760 and CBS News bring you audio on demand on AM 760.
Listen to some of the reasons why thousands of employees have reported software piracy to the Business Software Alliance.
I reported software piracy because it's just plain wrong for businesses to copy software illegally. I would report software piracy again, no matter what.
Report software piracy confidentially, and you may be eligible for rewards of up to $1 million. Visit www.nopiracy.com. Otherwise, call 1-888-NO-PIRACY. Also, you can use Bing or Google and simply input BS.
Do you know what happens to flood-damaged cars? They're dried out, cleaned up, and resold. You should avoid these waterlogged wrecks. Make sure you see a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, "Show me the Carfax," or go to Carfax.com.
If you've ever wanted to design your own ring, there's only one place to go.
That's Jared!
At Jared the Galleria of Jewelry, it's easy to create a ring that's yours and yours alone. First, choose from hundreds of beautiful settings in platinum or gold. Then select from thousands of certified diamonds, including the Peerless Diamond, the Ideal Cut Diamond, and the Spectacular Leo Artisan, both exclusively at Jared.
It can only be Jared!
Computer could be infected with spyware, malware, viruses, registry errors, spam, and pop-ups. You don't need to buy a new computer. Just go to DoubleMySpeed.com and find out what's slowing your computer down.
Double My Speed totally cleaned up my system and increased my speed.
DoubleMySpeed.com increased the speed of my computer from the very first day.
My computer was on its last leg. Now it's like new again.
Get your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com and keep your computer running fast. Your free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com is easy and fast.
It's the best you could ask for. Outstanding, and my computer is running faster than ever.
Find out what is slowing down your computer with a free diagnosis at DoubleMySpeed.com. Don't waste your time with your slow computer. Get your free diagnosis now at DoubleMySpeed.com. That's DoubleMySpeed.com.
If you just bought a car and paid more than $500 for it, you're going to want to change the station. Because we're about to tell everyone in this listening area how to get a vehicle for as low as $500. So if you don't want to hear about these incredible deals, please change the station now. Imagine finding Hondas, Toyotas, Chevys, and more. Some starting as low as $500. If you'd like a full list of cars priced to sell, call in the next 30 minutes and you'll guarantee your copy of the list now. Please dial carefully. 1-800-300-9952. Bargain Network Motors is a service for anyone who wants to get a great deal on cars and SUVs at auction, including low repo deals on cars starting as low as $500, which means no car payments ever. But cars like these go fast, so you'll need to call now for the list of cars available in your area. Pick up the phone and get yours now. 1-800-300-9952. 1-800-300-9952. That's 1-800-300-9952.
I'm Governor Ritter. Flu season is here, and with kids back in school, we expect to see more cases. It's not yet clear how severe the H1N1 flu will be, but simple things can protect you and our community. Wash your hands frequently. Cover your cough or sneeze with a tissue. Get all the recommended flu vaccinations. Have a plan in case you or your family get sick. Ask if you can work from home if necessary. Our economy is showing signs of recovery. Let's keep on track with a healthy workforce. We want no flu for you.
.43 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Snowing out there. It's going to snow all day today. I spun out yesterday on the roads on my way in on Monaco. I wasn't even on the highway, so be extra careful out there. They say accidents tend to be a little bit higher levels of accidents in the early part of the season because people are not used to, are not back into their winter driving mode. Before we get back to the AM 760 Progressive Dojo with our discussion about football and our discussion about interest rate caps, let's do our News of the Weird segment. Russia hopes nuclear ship will fly humans to Mars. Russia should build a new nuclear-powered spaceship for prospective manned missions to Mars and other planets, the nation's space chief said in remarks released Thursday. Anatoly Permanov first proposed building the ship at a government meeting Wednesday, but initially didn't explain its purpose. He said in remarks posted Thursday on the agency's website that the nuclear spaceship should be used for human flights to Mars and other planets. He said the project is challenging technologically, but could capitalize on the Soviet and Russian experience in the field. Bad driver? Blame your genes. Reuters reports, no need to curse that bad driver weaving in and out of the lane in front of you. He can't help it, U.S. researchers reported on Wednesday. They found that people with a particular gene variant perform more than 20% worse on a driving test than people with a different DNA sequence. The study may explain why there are so many bad drivers out there. About 30% of Americans have the variant the team at the University of California, Irvine found. I wonder if that variant is particularly high here in Colorado. There are a lot of not so good drivers out there here in Colorado. Maybe I'm just used to the New York.
Most of them are from Texas.
Maybe I'm just
like
used to.
They've never seen a hill before in their lives. You know?
I might just be used to the East Coast sensibility where it's like if you're not. I can't stand drivers who aren't driving with a purpose. You know, who
yeah,
just
but
like,
you guys out east are crazy.
No,
a little different than the West Coasters. West Coasters know how to drive aggressive, but they're not jerks about it.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
But on the East Coast, they drive aggressive and they're jerks about it.
Yes, I know. I know. I've got, I guess, maybe not bad driving genes, but bad driving upbringing. That's for sure.
We're in rural Colorado. We just drive slow and
yeah, you know, I drive
no purpose where we're going.
I drive with a big purpose.
I know you
It was a problem for me when I lived up in Montana. It's a little less of a problem, but still a problem down
where
here.
Where it's like 200 miles between every city
yeah,
or town, I mean.
That's exactly
not even
right.
A city in Montana.
If I ever lived in a place that I wanted, if ever there was a place that to live that you'd want a teleport machine, it would be Montana. You can't
that's what it's like living in, you know, in basically middle America. I mean, we're kind of considered the West, but really, I mean, every major city's like 4 to 6 to 8 hours away from it.
Absolutely. And yeah. Well, bad genes are part of being a bad driver. A couple more stories here. Leaked video game footage shows a terrorist attack. Footage leaked from Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. Reveals that players of the upcoming video game can shoot innocent civilians in an airport in a realistic rendering of a terrorist attack. Now, I'm all for gaming and games. That sounds... I'm not saying I don't think that should be allowed on the market. I just don't think I'm going to be playing it. Too fat to kill, a Florida man uses weight as a defense. The AP reports a man accused of running up and down a flight of stairs to kill a former son-in-law is offering a novel defense. At 5 feet 8, 285 pounds, he was just too fat to have pulled it off. An attorney for Edward Adis is making the case that his client, I can't believe his last name is A-T-E-S, like eight, like he ate something. An attorney for Edward Eights is making the case that his client wouldn't have had the energy needed to fatally shoot Paul Duncansack, a 40-year-old pharmaceutical executive, from a perch on a staircase. Again, the defense is that he was too fat to have climbed up and down the staircase. A man awakened early allegedly starts a broom fight. This story out of Iowa City. An Iowa City man has been charged with assault after getting into a broom fight with a woman. The Johnson County Sheriff's Office said the fight began when a 54-year-old man was awakened early Tuesday by a woman cleaning the house. fight with a broom. It sounds like out of Harry Potter or something. Man alleges
in Dunkelsack.
Yeah. They were playing Quidditch. Or Quidditch, whatever.
Seriously.
Man allegedly torches van after wild test drive. From Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania, police in eastern Pennsylvania said a man unhappy with his new van took a car salesman on a wild ride and later torched the vehicle in front of the dealership. Authorities say 58-year-old John Walton went to Cochia Ford near Wilkes-Barre complaining that his van had transmission problems, and then he took it out, apparently, by setting it on fire. A ban on tight trousers for women. This is from Indonesia. Women may soon be banned from wearing tight trousers in parts of an Indonesian province that practices strict Islamic law. And offenders could see their attire cut up. That'd be a bummer. Curry spice kills cancer cells. An extract found in the bright yellow curry spice, turmeric, can kill off cancer cells, scientists have now shown. I like curry, whether it kills cancer or doesn't kill cancer. A couple more stories here. 40 years ago, the message that conceived the Internet. On October 29, 1969, UCLA student Charles Klein sent the first message over ARPANET, the computer network that later became known as the Internet. If you want to see the first message that created the Internet, go to livescience.com. A few more stories here. Quake at a U.S. lab could release lethal radiation. This is scary. Deadly radioactive material could release from the Los Alamos National Laboratory in New Mexico during an earthquake, a nuclear safety panel has warned. This is according to the L.A. Times. That's pretty scary. And that is... Oh, one other news of the weird story. This story is great. The most distant object ever observed in space has provided scientists with an unprecedented insight into the, quote, cosmic dark ages following the birth of the universe 13.7 billion years ago. A gigantic explosion on the edge of the known universe has been confirmed as the furthest most object in the cosmos. It occurred nearly seven... This is crazy. This is, you want to feel small in the world? 700 million years after the Big Bang, and its radiation, okay, at the speed of light, its radiation has taken 13 billion years to reach the Earth. So
that's pretty far away, isn't it?
The light, traveling at light speed, took 13 billion years to
doesn't
get
light,
here.
Light speed is like, what, 80,000 miles a second or something like that?
I don't even know what it is, but it's just insane.
Jeez.
It's insane.
Yeah, that makes you feel small.
And it's this incredible story at the Independent, the London Independent, about these researchers who accidentally, I shouldn't say accidentally, but got lucky in coming up with this discovery. It's just... You really want to feel small in the universe, read this story. That's your News of the Weird. All right, after the break, we're going to get back to the phones. Sorry that News of the Weird segment took a little longer than expected. We'll take your calls, 303-713-7600. Maxine, hang on. We're going to get to your call about usury and whether we should cap credit card interest rates. Stick around after a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, traffic's still brutal for us. Normally we're cleared at this time of the morning, but you can imagine people still making their way around town. Jams on 25 on the outskirts all the way into downtown. Got a new injury accident, Colfax at Sims. That's out on the west end. Also got some accidents out there on the freeways to tell you about. Eastbound 6th at Kipling. That's caused some pretty bad delays out there in Lakewood. Northbound 25 at Castle Pines. Jams from Wolfensberger all the way up to the Tech Center. Brief relief. And then more jams from about Hamden all the way to Colfax. Southbounders, it's busy from 168th all the way into downtown. Also, looking at a couple more accidents out there, we do have one on Cherry Creek Drive at Alameda, another one at Mississippi and Santa Fe. That one has some injuries involved. Your forecast today, periods of snow in the morning and afternoon, blowing snow throughout the day. That causes some visibility issues. New snow accumulation, 4 to 7 inches in the city. Highs in the upper 20s. Our current downtown temperature is 27 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Come into Safeway and discover 5,000 ways you can save using your club card. To learn more about Safeway club card specials and all the great ways to save money, visit Safeway.com today. Safeway, ingredients for life.
Tom Hartman.
Thursday on the Tom Hartman Program, the war...
I can tell when a child has a fever just by touching their cheek.
I can hear a sleeping child cough through 3 closed doors. I can make chicken noodle soup that has healing powers.
I can take better care of my family by taking care of myself.
With Walmart's unbeatable prices on over-the-counter products from Theraflu to Aleve to Soft Lips, moms can do anything. Save money, live better. Walmart.
We will match the price of any local competitor's print ad for an identical product. See store for details. Use only as directed.
Hi, this is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Listen to some of the reasons why thousands of employees have reported software piracy to the Business Software Alliance.
I had my hesitations about reporting my boss, but in the end, I knew it was the right thing to do. I really did like the fact that my reporting software piracy stayed confidential.
Report software piracy confidentially, and you may be eligible for rewards of up to $1 million. Visit www.nopiracy.com. Otherwise, call 1-888-NO-PIRACY. Also, you can use Bing or Google and simply input BS.
Okay, was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb K's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7680. That's 888-352-7680. 888-352-7680.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Cook. My name is... Hi, Mr. Taylor. I'm calling today. Mr. Hall, if I could just get a minute of your time.
Cold calling. If you're in sales or run a business, you know just how exhausting it can be to chase after new customers. But what if someone else could find them for you? Targeted leads based on your best customers. Now you can with Sales Genie, the leading provider of targeted sales leads. Tell us exactly who you want and we'll find them. To prove it, we'll help you find 100 new leads by industry, income, hobbies, whatever you're looking for. Yours for free. So you can keep cold calling or you can make the one call that will count.
Hi, Sales Genie. I'm calling about how to get 100 free leads.
Certainly. Let me get your name.
Call Sales Genie today to find out how to get 100 free targeted leads. 1-800-900-1432. That's 1-800-900-1432. 1-800-900-1432.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Cook. My name is... Hi, Mr. Taylor. I'm calling today. Mr. Hall, if I could just get a minute of your time.
Cold calling. If you're in sales or run a business, you know just how exhausting it can be to chase after new customers. But what if someone else could find them for you? Targeted leads based on your best customers. Now you can with Sales Genie, the leading provider of targeted sales leads. Tell us exactly who you want and we'll find them. To prove it, we'll help you find 100 new leads by industry, income, hobbies, whatever you're looking for. Yours for free. So you can keep cold calling or you can make the one call that will count.
Hi, Sales Genie. I'm calling about how to get 100 free leads.
Certainly. Let me get your name.
Call Sales Genie today to find out how to get 100 free targeted leads. 1-800-900-1432. That's 1-800-900-1432. 1-800-900-1432.
Maxine in Louisville. Maxine, you're on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're talking about whether we should cap interest rates on credit card companies. Is that going to be an unintended consequence along with that? What do you think?
Well, I received a letter like a week ago from an American Airlines MasterCard, which I have because I like the miles. They are raising my rates to 29.99%. Now, I've had this card for over 2 years. I've never been late. I've never missed a payment. Generally, I pay it off every month. Right now, I'm carrying a balance. And it's pretty amazing because they issued this card to me in 2007, and I had a bankruptcy clear in 2004. So my credit rating has gone up over 100 points since the card was issued.
Yeah, well, this is. It sounds like what's gone on is that you are a classic victim of the dynamic that Congress set up. It passed this bill to put in some regulations on interest rates, but set up the date of implementation for, I think it was 2 years from when they passed the bill.
30% is an outrage. What is Citibank borrowing money from the Fed for? I mean, what's the rate they're getting at? 1%?
Yeah, they're getting it almost at 0%, right. I mean, they're making money off you.
And we bailed them out. We gave them hundreds of millions of dollars, and it's you know what? I don't mind paying a reasonable interest rate. Yeah, they were 16%. Okay, that was high, whatever, fine. I can live with that. But 30%, it is usury. I mean, these guys are loan sharks.
It is the definition of usury, and I haven't heard anybody try to defend that interest rate, but that's the kind of interest rate that a lot of people are paying. And all I can say is you're right. You're being ripped off. Hang in there. All right, stick around after the break. The Denver Ballot Initiative and why it's anti-immigrant.
AM 760 and CBS.
It's amazing what can come through in the voice, the laughter. The spiritual realm knows no barriers of geography or time or distance. This is Christian at California Psychics. Reading on the phone is a really great thing now. It really makes it a lot more accessible.
Over 500,000 people have connected with California Psychics on the phone because it offers them convenience, availability, privacy, and confidentiality. And they realize that you don't have to have a face-to-face reading to benefit from our psychic's insightfulness and honesty. Plus, California Psychics makes this promise. If your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800.
Not anymore. Not only did my hair grow faster, the Ovation system made my hair softer, and I experienced less breakage.
These survey responses are from people just like you, sharing their Ovation experiences of thicker, fuller, stronger, and longer hair. Improve the health of your hair with Ovation Cell Therapy. Log on to OvationHair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for a special introductory discount. That's OvationHair.com. And remember to enter AM760 for your special discount. OvationHair.com.
Ovation is so good, it's guaranteed.
Turn to the left with AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. Time for House Democrats to roll out their health care reform plan. Let's go live to CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss on Capitol Hill.
After months of negotiations to try to get enough votes to pass it without any Republican help, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi unveiled the final House health reform bill.
Today, we are about to deliver on the promise of making affordable, quality health care available for all Americans.
The measure comes in at under $900 billion over 10 years and could actually reduce the federal deficit. It requires everyone to have health insurance, provides help to buy it, including a public option for those not covered at work, and would end denial of coverage for pre-existing conditions. Live on Capitol Hill, Bob Fuss, CBS News.
The economy is growing, putting in its best performance during the third quarter in 2 years. The Commerce Department says from July through September, the growth rate was 3.5%. But Global Insight Chief Economist Narum Baravesh says it's less than meets the eye.
The recession's over, but we shouldn't be fooled by today's number because the underlying rate of recovery is quite a bit weaker.
The Obama administration views these numbers as an encouraging sign that the economy is moving in the right direction. I'm Peter Mayer, live at the White House, where Presidential Economic Advisor Christina Romer welcomes it as a milestone, but she cautiously notes there's still a long road to recovery. Romer says it will take robust growth to lower the unemployment rate. The White House says stimulus programs and other government efforts help spark this turnaround. President Obama will comment on this report within the hour, Nick.
Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is continuing her fence-mending visit to Pakistan. A U.S. official says this weekend she will hold meetings in the Middle East with Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. President Obama left the White House overnight to pay his respects at Dover Air Force Base, where the remains of 18 Americans killed in Afghanistan were returned. Rose Stonecipher, who lost a son in Afghanistan 8 years ago, is the president of the American Gold Star Mothers.
It's an amazing tribute, one that we applaud, that he has taken time out of his busy schedule to pay honor to those who have fought and died for our country.
Well, they'll be trick-or-treating in the snow this year in sections of the Rockies and Plains states. CBS News correspondent Hattie Kaufman is in Denver.
This is a heavy dumping of snow, and so the trees are amazingly beautiful. It looks like a Christmas card, but it's October. This is a really early storm, one of the heaviest Colorado October storms they've had in more than a decade.
As much as 3 feet of snow is on the ground in some areas, and Denver could get another 7 inches before the storm's expected to move out of the area later today. Checking Wall Street, a modest rally underway this morning. The Dow is ahead 80 points, the Nasdaq up 27, and the S&P 500 ahead 11 points. This is CBS News.
That's Jared.
Hi, I'm Jane Seymour. My mother used to say, always keep your heart open. It's the only way to give and receive love. Those words inspired my new Open Hearts jewelry collection.
And now, you are invited to see the Open Hearts by Jane Seymour jewelry collection at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Priced from just under $50 to $1,300.
When your heart is open, love will always find its way in.
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
Right now at the Home Depot, take 10% off appliances of $398 or more. Plus, get instant savings every day with free delivery and haul away, which combined can save you up to an additional $79. No rebates, no hassles, no expiration dates, which makes brands like GE, Maytag, and LG more affordable than ever thanks to 10% off appliances and free delivery. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Through November 1st, U.S. only. See store for details.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. We're not out of the woods yet, or out of the snow anyway. The winter storm warning remains in effect for the metro area.
The trucks have been out all night. We've had 71 trucks out throughout the course of the evening. They've been plowing and putting down some sodium chloride.
CDOT's Ryan Drake says most of the highways are going to remain snowpacked, and it'll be difficult today trying to separate the lines on the freeway. The airlines have already canceled more than 100 flights leaving DIA today. Several more could be delayed. Airport spokesman Chuck Cannon says the delays are tough to pinpoint.
That plane can push back from the gate at 8:30, but then it may sit in a de-icing line for 30 minutes. Technically, according to the FAA, that plane is still on time because it left the gate on time.
Best bet, of course, check with your airline before heading to the airport. In sports, the Nuggets kicked off their season last night with a win over Utah. The Avs won again, beating the Flames in Calgary. And the Phillies took Game 1 of the World Series. They beat the Yankees by a final score of 6-1. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Now, as you are making your way around Denver, you're going to find the roads are going to be icy and snow-covered in spots. Now, it looks like some of the cars are wearing grooves on those major highways, but as far as speeds go, we're still looking at ones running in the 20 and 30-mile-an-hour range pretty much anywhere you're heading. So do factor that into your ride, as you'll need that extra time. Surface streets, they're also problem areas. The snow plows have yet to hit most of them, so you're going to find those intersections crawling along, people sliding up there. Northbound I-25 remains shut down at Wellington. That's north of Fort Collins due to adverse weather conditions in Wyoming. I-25 slick over Monument Hill. Chain laws are in effect on 285 at Turkey Creek, both directions of I-70 just west of C-470, as well as on I-25 over Raton Pass. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. We're going to see flurries and snowfall throughout the day. It's going to be blowing around as well. That ground snow will be kicking up due to gusty winds that will reach up to 29 miles an hour. It's going to be cold as well, with the high only of 31 degrees, currently 25. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Come into Safeway and discover 5,000 ways you can save using your club card. To learn more about Safeway club card specials and all the great ways to save money, visit Safeway.com today. Safeway, ingredients for life.
What kind of marketplace do we want to have? And the bigger question is the economy here to serve us, or are we here to serve the economy? In other words, did we, the people, create limited liability corporations? Did we allow people to come together and form a corporation and get all kinds of tax benefits and all kinds of liability protections because we wanted them to get rich, or because we thought that there was some social benefit doing it that way?
Tom Hartman, weekdays at 1 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Sirota is not your garden variety liberal.
David Sirota.
He's bright, he's intelligent, he is very committed.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Bye. 907 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Snowy morning out there. Drive safely, drive slow. I spun out. Luckily, nobody was nearby. That was yesterday. Today, I took it much more slowly. And we've been talking about the NFL and football in general, and also Congresswoman Betsy Markey's proposal to freeze interest rates in Colorado and nationally, freeze credit card interest rates. And we're going to go to an even more local story right now, a local story that's on your ballot for the Tuesday election here in Denver. It's called I-300. And on the line with us is Jared Dukangmar, a friend of the show. He is the reporter from Westward. His newest piece, I-300, is out to put the brakes on illegal immigration. Jared, this initiative is being billed, and when you read it, it seems this way, to just be about car impoundment. This is the initiative that would say that if you can't produce a driver's license when you're pulled over, your car can and should be, and really the language in this bill aims to effectively compel the police to impound your car. So it seems at one level like a law and order kind of measure that's all about getting, you know, I guess if you read it and you don't know anything, you say, oh, well, I guess whoever put this on there really cares about driver's licenses. They think a major problem in society is that people aren't carrying around their driver's licenses. You say, and a lot of other opponents of I-300, and I count myself as an opponent of I-300, say that this is actually about an effort by people who do not like undocumented workers and immigrants to crack down on those people. Explain why you make that assertion.
Well, and it's, you know, it's not something that's exactly hidden by the proponents. The guy who pretty much is the main force behind this, Daniel Hayes, who lives out in unincorporated county, he actually blatantly says, no, this is about getting illegal immigrants off the road. I don't want illegal immigrants able to be driving around. And the actual language of I-300 states that. What it says is if a police officer pulls you over and and the driver does not have a license, then the police officer will be compelled to impound that vehicle and the only way the owner can get that vehicle out is if they post a $2,500 bond. And the history behind this is actually a version of this bill was passed last year by Denver voters by a 54% margin. It was called, that time it was called I-100. But what Daniel Hayes says is that Denver police haven't actually been enforcing that law the way that he wanted to. So he's come back again and changed the language, essentially amended I-100 so that it would force the Denver police to impound the car. So what this does is it removes the discretion from a police officer to say, well, you know, this person that I've pulled over, you know, they say that they forgot their purse at home. And there's things that I use my discretion. I observe certain things, and I pretty much believe them, and I have another call to go to. So, you know, I'm going to let you go with a warning. Or if there's somebody else in the vehicle and they have their license, well, I'll let this other person drive the car back because it isn't necessarily worth impounding this person's car. I-300 would remove that discretion.
Is this, in your mind, after reporting this story, is this what I and others call dog whistle politics, where the proponent of it, they write it in a way, or it by virtue of the fact that it's a complicated, written in complicated legislative language, that you could read it to be like, you know, hey, this is just a law and order thing. This has nothing to do with immigrants. I mean, you got in your article here, City Council person Jean Fatz, the lone city council representative to vote against the proclamation against this, says she decided to support Dan Hayes's impoundment measure, and she's put her support for the measure, for Dan Hayes's measure, in law and order terms. Is this dog whistle? Is this a dog whistle, a silent signal to kind of racist, xenophobic impulses in the city against undocumented workers? Or do you think, alternately, that lots of people may vote for this not even thinking that it's an issue of immigrant or immigration?
Well, you know, I-100, that passed by, you know, more than half of the vote, and I haven't seen any polls that showed exactly why people voted for that. But, I mean, I know that when you, you know, you go to the ballot box, this year it's a mail-in ballot, but last year's, you know, people could mail it in or you could go in to the voting booth and you read it.
Mm-hmm.
It talks about unlicensed drivers. Should unlicensed drivers, people without a license, should their car be impounded if they're pulled over? That might seem pretty straightforward to people. Yeah, why not? Why should people be driving around? Certainly, unlicensed drivers, people who have had, for example, multiple DUIs, people who have broken the law and have their license suspended or revoked and yet are still driving around, that is a very dire law enforcement problem. And a lot of the Denver police officers that I talked to said, yes, that is an issue that we face. There probably should be a way to get those types of offenders off of the road. Where I think this particular law oversteps that is that it takes a problem, unlicensed drivers, right? And it takes another problem that people perceive, which is illegal immigrants driving around on the road, and sort of mixes it together in this almost confusing legislative language that has caused I-100 has and I-300 will cause even more chaos within the city of Denver in terms of how do we actually enforce this. So by removing the actual discretion of officers, the Denver police are already estimating that the number of impounds that they're going to have to do, the number of cars they're going to have to put in their impound lot are going to double next year if this thing passes to over 34,000 cars per year.
I mean, this is a version, in my mind, this is a version of the right wing, the conservative movement's bigger effort that passed so many mandatory minimum sentencing laws, right? It's the same kind of thing. Take the discretion away from the judicial system, from law enforcement system, and mandate things and don't allow any discretion. And the mandatory minimum sentencing, for instance, has caused unintended consequences in terms of putting away nonviolent drug offenders, et cetera, et cetera. This seems to me that the unintended consequence, or maybe it is intended, is there's all sorts of unintended consequences. Police may not be able to, you know, chase down a really imminent crime because they've got to now, if this passes, automatically impound cars. So there's no discretion there. And I've got to ask, and again, on the line with us is Westward's Jared Jakangmar. You can find his new story at westward.com. It's called I-300 is out to put the brakes on illegal immigration. If you have a ballot in front of you now, or are going to be voting on one soon, I would strongly suggest you vote against I-300. That's my personal position. Let's get into Dan Hayes a little bit here. I mean, it seems like he wants to be police chief of Denver, and he doesn't even live in Denver. This guy seems to me to be a classic wild-eyed right-wing lunatic who, you know, throws out the idea of, you know, local control and local, you know, local governance, because he doesn't even, again, this guy who is orchestrating this does not even live in the city of Denver. So he is trying to effectively, in my mind, be our police chief, even though he doesn't even live here. He's trying to use the ballot to become our police chief. What is his interest in this? I mean, does he have a personal interest, or is it ideological?
It's actually really interesting, David, because, you know, you read, you talk to Dan Hayes, and certainly he's very, very much against illegal immigration. He calls, you know, uses the type of language that Denver is a sanctuary city that the law enforcement and the political establishment don't want to do anything about illegal immigrants. But actually, Dan Hayes' background, he describes himself as a progressive. He voted for Barack Obama, he says. When you look at some of the past types of initiatives, ballot measures that he's tried to put on the ballots in different places, he's done things like growth development limits, tried to do things. One ballot measure he tried to put on was trying to make developers pay impact fees for their developments to cities, and even teamed up with members of the local Green Party to try to get this on the measure, which was very interesting to me how he can sort of leap from one end of the political spectrum to the other. And the way he sees it is, you know, he can still maintain all of his other progressive values, but at the same time, he see this one issue about illegal immigration is the one where he feels very, very strongly about, that we need to force local municipalities and police departments to actually take on that role of becoming essentially officers that are going to try to tackle illegal immigration.
Well, it sounds to me like maybe a thread that goes through his politics is he's sort of the not in my backyard angry white guy. You know, like sort of the I don't know where he's from other than where he lives now, but sort of this politics, this class, it's almost Perot-ish politics of like, I can be progressive on growth issues because I don't want the city or the county to grow in a way that impacts my life, and I don't want immigrants around. Maybe what's going on here is that sort of classic not in my backyard zeal. Now, the question is with Dan Hayes. Again, Dan Hayes is the architect of this ballot measure. For folks just tuning in, look on your ballot. You're going to see something called I-300. It is a stealth anti-immigrant, anti-undocumented worker provision. Really, I think it's fair to call it anti-immigrant. Is that what this is? I mean, is he motivated by that sort of Perot kind of not in my backyard kind of politics?
Well, I think that in speaking with him and having lots of conversations with him and some of his supporters, you know, they do say, yes, definitely, we think that illegal immigration is a big problem. Yes, we may live outside of the city of Denver, but it is our right under the Colorado Constitution to, if we follow certain procedures, to put laws on the ballots that are going to force different municipalities and cities to do things about illegal immigration. He's actually attempted to get a ballot measure similar to I-300 onto the city of Aurora ballot for this year, but that was challenged legally, and that got thrown out. But in Lakewood, there's another challenge going on, but that is still pending. So this same type of measure could appear in some form on the Lakewood ballot. And he also says, you know, once I've assembled enough of these cities with these types of laws, we actually want to go for some type of state measure that would require that unlicensed drivers be immediately impounded.
Yeah, and I don't question whether he has the legal right to do this. I just think, you know, for full disclosure, people need to know that this is a ballot measure that has been the architect does not even live in the community. Again, on the line with us is Westward's Jared Jakang-Marr. His new story about I-300, which is on your ballot if you live in Denver, at westward.com. You can find the story again at westward.com. My last question for you on this is, what the potential budgetary impact of this would be. I mean, we know that the police want to have the discretion to make sort of spot decisions about whether to impound a vehicle or try to stop, let's say, a crime happening two blocks away. Is there a budget impact to this? I mean, we are a state and a city that is constrained by major deficits. What can you give us a sense of what some of the real world consequences, if this passes, what would they be? I mean, what would we not be spending on if this passes?
The city of Denver, the different agencies within that, they're quite alarmed about this particular measure. I mean, they're just trying to catch up with the impacts of I-100. If I-300 passes, they are essentially scrambling right now to try to put in place the different rules and structures that are going to be there to deal with this. The Denver Police Department has an estimate that it will cost $1.7 million in extra officers and the new towing slips, things like that. The impacts to the Denver Police Department, they say, hey, look, what we do is that we have officers that are out there pulling over cars and trying to make spot decisions. Certainly, we say officer discretion, but these aren't willy-nilly decisions. There's a very, very dense and long police procedures manual that serves as guidance for them on when to make certain types of decisions. What they say is when a police officer pulls over a car, for them, when they go through that impound procedure, it takes on average an hour longer for a police officer than it would on any other typical stop, because they have to call the tow truck, they have to wait around, they have to do all those things. And that, when they're spending that hour, these police officers standing around waiting to impound this car, that's time when they are considered out of service. That's time when they are not going to be able to respond to other calls, responding to burglaries, responding to other things that are going on in the city. And that's going to force the chief of police to take officers out of other departments like the homicide and other areas. So they're really alarmed about this. There's other impacts as well. It's to the city's impound yard is already overflowing because of the impacts of I-100. If I-300 passes, they're going to have to find they're going to have to double the space. And right now, they don't know where they're going to obtain that land. They have to buy that land. So there's been no hard and fast numbers about how much they think that it will impact the city, but probably in the millions per year.
Yeah, at a time of major budget deficits, at a time when we are already strapped, at a time, by the way, when the police themselves are in particular are already strapped. I mean, there was just a couple of weeks ago the threats of that the department was so strapped that there was going to be police layoffs, and now this person who doesn't even live in Denver is trying to further strap the Denver police. I just wonder why he doesn't apply to become Denver chief of police. Maybe that would be maybe Dan Hayes would feel more comfortable in that role rather than doing it through the ballot. Again, it's the ballot measure is I-300. And the story by Jared Jakangmar on Westward.com is I-300 is out to put the brakes on illegal immigration. It is a dangerous and really, really negative ballot measure here in Denver. By the way, a city that is a majority-minority city. And we've got a guy from outside of the city who is trying to, I think, and I'm not saying Jared's saying this, but I think trying to effectively racialize local politics, racialize and ethnicize this local election coming up on Tuesday. Vote against I-300, and you can read Jared's story about what it does, what it's really about. Don't get fooled by the legislative language. At Westward.com. Jared, thanks so much for taking the time this morning.
Thanks a lot, David.
925 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. After the break, we're going to get...
We're going to have a small segment here after the break. Maybe read a couple instant messages.
Yes, absolutely.
And then we'll break, and then we'll talk to Dan Haley from the Denver Post.
Sorry,
it's a moving show.
Yeah, no problem. We got a couple of instant messages. It's the joys of live radio. You can always instant message us at am760.net. Click over to the J. Marvin page. Instant messages comes right to us. A couple of interesting instant messages. Somebody just instant messaged that they don't like the new show lead-in segment. And we'll do it on the other side. So stick around after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, David. Multiple slide-off accidents up north on I-25 between Berthoud and Fort Collins. Seeing some really bad jams around Harmony Road for the southbounders. Also, northbound 25 shut down from Wellington to the Wyoming state line. In the high country, wet, slushy, icy, and snowpack conditions, basically from about Vernon Canyon up past Eisenhower Tunnel. Also going to see it over on Vail Pass. Chain loss in effect for semis on 285 as well near Turkey Creek. It is pretty brutal out in the foothills. Forecast, periods of snow in the morning and afternoon. Areas of blowing snow throughout the day. Accumulation, 4 to 7 inches. Highs in the upper 20s. We've been sitting around 27 or 28 all morning. Right now, we're at 28. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
This weekend is the last days of the original lowest prices of the season sale at...
Right now at the Home Depot, take 10% off appliances of $398 or more. Plus, get instant savings every day with free delivery and haul away, which combined can save you up to an additional $79. No rebates, no hassles, no expiration dates. Which makes brands like GE, Maytag, and LG more affordable than ever, thanks to 10% off appliances and free delivery. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Through November 1st, U.S. only. See store for details.
It's coming for you. Nothing can stop it. It's NBC Halloween Thursday.
So that's I'm talking about?
It was not hilarious. It was very terrifying.
It's 3 hours of the best comedies on TV with a new Community, a new Parks and Rec, a new Office, a new 30 Rock, and a new Jay Leno show.
It's a magical night where women drink too much. Anything can happen on Halloween.
NBC Halloween Thursday starts tonight at 8, 7 Central.
Lose your bed and join a revolution in sleep known as the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort. The first bed in history that calibrates to the precise zone of comfort your body needs. Adjustable on each side for couples. In clinical studies, an amazing 93% said it relieved their back pain. So challenge sleep as you know it. Visit the Sleep Number Center now and take the Sleep Number Challenge. You'll get a free gift while supplies last just for finding your sleep number. And you just may lose your back pain forever.
Select Comfort Sleep Number Centers are in most major malls, including Southwest Plaza and 29th Street in Boulder.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Cook. My name is... Hi, Mr. Taylor. I'm calling today. Mr. Hall, if I could just get a minute of your time.
Cold calling. If you're in sales or run a business, you know just how exhausting it can be to chase after new customers. But what if someone else could find them for you? Targeted leads based on your best customers. Now you can with Sales Genie, the leading provider of targeted sales leads. Tell us exactly who you want and we'll find them. To prove it, we'll help you find 100 new leads by industry, income, hobbies, whatever you're looking for, yours for free. So you can keep cold calling or you can make the one call that will count.
Hi, Sales Genie. I'm calling about how to get 100 free leads.
Certainly. Let me get your name.
Call Sales Genie today to find out how to get 100 free targeted leads. 1-800-900-1432. That's 1-800-900-1432. 1-800-900-1432.
9:29 here on AM760 Progressive Talk. You can always instant message us at am760.net. Go click over to the J. Marvin page. We got a couple instant messages here. I'm trying to read some of them out. I got one from Terry, who says she's not happy with the Terry, he or she. I don't know if it's a he or she. Not happy with the show's lead-in where you hear Mike Rosen say, Sirota's not your garden variety. Liberal, he's bright, intelligent. This person has to say that as a liberal, I'm insulted by this statement and insinuates that liberals are in general not bright or intelligent. And I guess maybe coming from Mike Rosen, maybe that's what he's trying to insinuate. And I had said that a little while before. But I also think that if we can get Mike Rosen to acknowledge that after that debate that he was that we made some good points, the progressive movement has made some good points, I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. But I hear what you're saying, Terry. It's not a bad point. A couple more instant messages here. I recently closed a credit card. The operator tried to talk me into keeping the account open. I resisted. Then basically threatened me by saying they would now contact the credit reporting services. This was from Steve from our discussion on whether to cap interest rates. Why does cleaning up your credit become a negative? That's exactly the kind of abuse that's out there. That's exactly the kind of abuse that we need to deal with. And finally, somebody here, who is this? This is Kevin, who's listening in from Chicago, sends in a story for News of the Weird. Court accepts barbecue chicken instead of community service. If you want to send us News of the Weird, instant message them to us for our News of the Weird segment. A Will County judge says he's eating his words after accepting a tray of jerk chicken as a substitute for a man's sentence of 100 awesome community service hours. So a little addition to the News of the Weird. After the break, we're going to talk to Dan Haley, the editor of the Denver Post. If you thought the Balloon Boy hoax was rare here in Colorado, think again. This state has been the site of other kinds of hoaxes in the past. We'll check in with Dan Haley of the Denver Post about other hoaxes in the past. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Got a new crash northbound I-25 around Alameda. The highways are starting to loosen up, so delays there not too bad around Washington Street. It is still a nasty drive, slushy, icy, snow-packed road conditions, so give yourself plenty of room in between the car and in front of you. Also got multiple slide-off accidents up north between Fort Collins and Burford. Still this closure northbound side of 25 anyway from Wellington to the Wyoming state line. Your forecast, winter storm warning through 6 p.m. this evening. Expect about another 4 to 7 inches total today, 6 to 10 in the foothills. Some heavy wind gusts, too. Some up up to 40 miles an hour. Highs in the upper 20s. Right now, 27 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Today, AM 760 is brought to you by Our Clean World.
Come into Safeway and discover 5,000 ways you can save using your club card. To learn more about Safeway club card specials and all the great ways to save money, visit Safeway.com today. Safeway, ingredients for life.
You can eat award-winning barbecue.
Come to Jared and experience the legend of Le'Veon.
That's Jared!
The design and craftsmanship of Le'Veon jewelry, including the delicious new trends, Le'Veon chocolate diamonds, Le'Veon chocolate cultured South Sea pearls, and raspberry rhodolite garnets in strawberry gold, must be seen to be appreciated. Visit Jared to understand why Le'Veon has devoted collectors the world over.
It can only be Jared!
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
Save money with Bargain Watch at AM760.net. This week, get a $30 Brothers Barbecue certificate for only $15. Plus, tons of coupons from businesses all around town. Brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at AM760.net.
Blood-damaged car is like a ticking time bomb. Airbags don't work, and the car's electrical systems are rusting away. Avoid these waterlogged wrecks. Make sure you see a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, "Show me the Carfax," or go to Carfax.com.
If you want to find quality health insurance you can actually afford, just go to eHealthMarket.com. That's eHealthMarket.com. eHealthMarket.com.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Cook. My name is... Hi, Mr. Taylor. I'm calling today. Mr. Hall, if I could just get a minute of your time.
Cold calling. If you're in sales or run a business, you know just how exhausting it can be to chase after new customers. But what if someone else could find them for you? Targeted leads based on your best customers. Now you can with Sales Genie, the leading provider of targeted sales leads. Tell us exactly who you want and we'll find them. To prove it, we'll help you find 100 new leads by industry, income, hobbies, whatever you're looking for. Yours for free. So you can keep cold calling, or you can make the one call that will count.
Hi, Sales Genie. I'm calling about how to get 100 free leads.
Certainly. Let me get your name.
Call Sales Genie today to find out how to get 100 free targeted leads. 1-800-900-1432. That's 1-800-900-1432. 1-800-900-1432.
Right now at the Home Depot, take 10% off appliances of $398 or more. Plus, get instant savings every day with free delivery and haul away, which combined can save you up to an additional $79. No rebates, no hassles, no expiration dates, which makes brands like GE, Maytag, and LG more affordable than ever thanks to 10% off appliances and free delivery. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Through November 1st, U.S. only. See store for details.
If you just bought a car and paid more than $500 for it, you're going to want to change the station. Because we're about to tell everyone in this listening area how to get a vehicle for as low as $500. So if you don't want to hear about these incredible deals, please change the station now. Imagine finding Hondas, Toyotas, Chevys, and more. Some starting as low as $500. If you'd like a full list of cars priced to sell, call in the next 30 minutes and you'll guarantee your copy of the list now. Please dial carefully. 1-800-300-9952. Bargain Network Motors is a service for anyone who wants to get a great deal on cars and SUVs at auction, including low, low repo deals on cars starting as low as $500, which means no car payments ever. But cars like these go fast, so you'll need to call now for the list of cars available in your area. Pick up the phone and get yours now. 1-800-300-9952. 1-800-300-9952. That's 1-800-300-9952.
9:36 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We've touched a lot on, as many news organizations have, on the Balloon Boy controversy, the Heaneys, and the alleged hoax. I say alleged because you always want to presume innocence, although the wife of Richard Heaney has sworn an affidavit saying that the Balloon Boy controversy was a hoax. Now, This hoax was obviously a pretty big surprise to everybody nationally and in Colorado, but our next guest, Dan Haley, the editor of the Denver Post editorial page, had a really interesting story in the Sunday Denver Post. The headline is, "Are We Really That Gullible? A History of Colorado Hoaxes." So, Dan, this is not the first time we've been fooled before.
Absolutely not the first time. And, you know, there was plenty of other ones that we left out that we couldn't get into the newspaper. So we have been fooled plenty of times.
Is this the biggest one?
What's that?
You think this was the biggest hoax?
This is definitely the biggest one in sort of the modern era. This is the one that went around the world. And part of that is just because we live in this age now, as you well know, of social media, 24-hour news channels. So this thing was being beamed across the globe. People are putting it on their Facebook and Twittering it. Westward even had like the top 10 celebrity Twitters or tweets from the Balloon Boy saga. So this was the one everybody was watching.
I should ask you, Nan, before we get to the other hoaxes that have been perpetrated on the good citizens of Colorado here in the past, I should ask a journalism question, because you are an editor, again, at the Denver Post. Do you think the fact that we, pretty soon after this happened, discovered that this might have been and then probably was a hoax, is this going to change the way you think the media will report on things like this, or will it not change anything?
No, I don't think it changes anything. I think we live in that age now where, I mean, first of all, you have to report a balloon hurtling through space that may have a little boy on it. But we live in the world in an age now where that kind of stuff is just going out instantaneously. No one's thinking about what they're doing until the next day, and you sit back and, you know, hindsight's 20/20. Man, maybe we shouldn't have done that. 30 years ago, this would end up being a brief in the newspaper the next day. Hey, this family did this, and nobody, you know what? 30 years ago, they probably wouldn't have done it because they wouldn't have been able to get on TV and on the internet and everything else. But now I don't think it's going to change the way
The new technology, the fact that you could actually get a live shot on a television is what turned what would have been, as you say, a brief in a newspaper, you know, boy flies away or alleged, you know.
It doesn't fly away, yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't fly away.
Right?
It turns a brief into a major, an international story, the technology itself.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think it's a big part of it. And plus, at the time, it's an amazing story if you actually believe this thing, right? Little boy hurtling through the sky. You know, we sat here, and the newsrooms can be very callous places. And so while we were concerned that there might be a boy on board and might, you know, harm might come to this child or he might die in the balloon, we were also talking over the idea that this one could be a hoax and, you know, sort of making those callous jokes you make in a newsroom. We weren't completely buying off onto this thing while it was going on. We were hopeful anyway that something was.
Yeah, up. Well, I mean, the thing, the giveaway was that this guy, that Richard Heaney, had been a reality TV person
which
before.
Which we Googled while the balloon was still in the air. You know, it doesn't take much to Google this family's name and find out that they had done all these crazy things. Although that doesn't necessarily mean tragedy can't befall.
No, that's true.
You know, it's the boy who cried wolf sort of thing.
That's absolutely true. Okay, so let's walk through some of the biggest hoaxes in Colorado history. We'll take a walk down memory lane. Again, on the line with us is Dan Haley. He's the editorial page editor of the Denver Post. So walk through for us, I guess, in any order that you want, some of the biggest hoaxes here in Colorado.
Well, there's different kinds of hoaxes. Some are sort of the real goofy things, sort of like Balloon Boy that people pull the wool over your eyes. Then there are the other very serious things, like we saw last year, this Richard Strandloff, who pretended he was a wounded veteran named Rick Duncan, who was in the Pentagon on 9/11 and had served two or three tours of duties in Iraq and was coming back to say the war was a bad thing and was, you know, campaigning for Mark Udall and these other
as a validator, right? He was supposedly validating these candidates' military credentials or credentials on military issues.
Absolutely. He was there on the steps of the Capitol, and I think he even appeared in some campaign commercials and basically made the whole thing up. So, you know, completely pulled the wool over our eyes. So there are, you know, sort of serious stories out there. Then there's kind of the real goofy ones, and we've had a lot of them in Colorado. We talked about this woman who put a syringe in her Pepsi can back in 1993, and that got national attention.
As like you might open your Pepsi and be drinking and there's a syringe in your throat.
Exactly. For a day or two, this woman had all of us peering into our soda cans as we popped them open because we weren't quite sure if there was going to be anything gross in there. There was also a man, I think it was down in Florida, who squeezed a mouse into his Coors can, which became a Colorado story because it came supposedly from Colorado. By the time they pried the can open and looked at this mouse, you could see the sort of cuts it along the sides of the mouse where he had jammed it in through the hole on the top of the can. So we didn't even get that one in the newspaper. There's all kinds of those stories. One of the ones I found most fascinating, though, was back in 1877, and P.T. Barnum actually had a role in this, where they buried a 7.5-foot tall man who weighed 450 pounds, and he had a tail, and they were trying to say that he was sort of the missing link that Darwin had been talking about. And somebody found him down 25 miles west of Pueblo, and they called him Solid Muldoon Man. And he ended up touring around the country as part of almost like a
show. Hold on a minute. Okay, so let me just get this straight. So was there actually a guy who was 7.5 feet tall?
They made a man out of concrete. And a man, another man found him while he was having a picnic, because like the foot was sticking out. And so they unearthed this giant man with a tail.
And they I assume that they buried it in a way so that it would be discovered.
I suppose. I didn't see that part of the detail. But yeah. And so, you know, this is a grand hoax pulled on a scale back then without the internet, without social media, just newspapers to tell you about it. But you have a guy like P.T. Barnum who, you know, a sucker born every minute, and there we all were, believing that the missing link had been found somewhere west of Pueblo.
Yeah, and I should ask. Obviously, hoaxes, the hoaxes that we know about, I mean, these are all designed for whatever reason to get media attention. Meaning that the hoax itself, I mean, you have hoaxes that are sort of interpersonal crimes, or identity theft. That's in some ways a hoax. You're pretending to be something that you're not. These hoaxes are using the media. The media becomes the reason, effectively, to do this. I mean, I just wonder if there's any kind of safeguard against this, or if, as you say, if there aren't, are we entering into a culture where the incentive is for copycatting?
Yeah, I think so. I think we live in a culture now where, you know, Andy Warhol said it a long time ago, everybody's looking for their 15 minutes of fame. Well, it's a lot easier now to get your 15 minutes of fame with the internet, with 500 channels on TV that we need to fill with something. So I think you may have people who are going to be trying to game the system a little more than they would have in the past. And I think the gatekeepers are a little more gullible than they were in the past as well.
Because you're chasing after, in a more and more competitive journalism environment, you're
always
chasing after readers and
viewers.
Yeah,
always looking for the good story, and television is always looking for something that's happening right now that we can film.
Absolutely. And I wonder, and again, on the line with us is Dan Haley. He's the Denver Post editorial page editor with this article. You can find it at denverpost.com. It's also linked at am760.net about other Colorado hoaxes. You know, I wonder, just to shift gears a little bit here, about your opinion on what you think, you know, you write a column every Sunday. What do you think should be done about the Heaneys? I mean, is this something, you know, throw the book at them, you know, lock the door, throw away the key? How do we deal with this to at least send a message that this kind of behavior is not going to be rewarded by society?
Right. That's a great question. You know, we have laws in place for these sorts of things and for trying to, you know, false reporting and different things. And I think they ought to be prosecuted to whatever the law says. This was a dangerous situation. You know, they were talking at the time about sending somebody in to rescue the boy, dropping a helicopter down. If they'd gotten helicopters anywhere near that thing, and, you know, the helicopter, God forbid, the helicopter crashes or somebody dies trying to rescue the kid, this was a bad thing that this family had allegedly has done. According to the mother, they did do it. And they ought to, you know, prosecute them to the extent of the law. However, there's a bigger story here. I worry about the children and what's going to happen to these kids who were made to be a part of this game. And I just feel bad for those kids. And I don't know what's going to happen to them, if they'll, if the courts will have to decide that. But there's something more here than just the rest of us feeling, you know, like we've been fooled. This is a family that's it's going through some hard times.
Clearly, right. Clearly a troubled family. And as a follow-up question, you know, we discussed yesterday on this show about this new move by the Boulder prosecutor. He appoints a special prosecutor to look into whether Larimer County Sheriff Jim Alderton broke the law and acted improperly by disclosing, at the behest of a reporter's question, that the family was being investigated by Child Social Services. Now, you're in the journalism world. A reporter asks this question. The public is obviously worried about the children after this whole affair. Was Jim Alderton wrong to disclose that? Was the reporter, I don't think the reporter was wrong to ask the question of Jim Alderton, but what was Jim Alderton's responsibility to? Should he have been disclosed?
David, I don't know the law that well to comment on that, whether he broke the law or not. But if I'm not mistaken, we've asked that question before and had a similar answer in the past in other less sensational cases. So I don't think it's unprecedented. But, you know, perhaps it is. Perhaps he did break the law. I'm not sure. But, you know, David Lane will sort of go after anything out there. I mean, clearly he was already going after the mother in this case. Last weekend he had a quote in the paper, I couldn't believe. You had mentioned, you know, that she had, I don't know if she signed an affidavit or whatever, but she was told, you know, the authorities that this was a hoax. And there he is in the paper saying, well, you know, she doesn't speak very good English.
Mm-hmm,
so you got to take
right.
out. I mean, dirty pool, I think.
Yeah, yeah. And well, look, David Lane is an aggressive lawyer, that's for sure. My last question for you, I just want to make sure that we talk about this hoax from your story, because, you know, you want to talk about hoaxes. There's the whole, you know, War of the Worlds kind of hoax. And this one, I love this one about the blob, or right before the blob
the
hit
green
movie
monster.
Screens. Yeah, tell us about the green monster.
Somebody in May of 1954 spotted it. The green monster. They called him the Green Monster of Plum Creek. And apparently three guys in Littleton saw it tossing a chicken up in the air and acting like a wild man. And supposedly, once news got out, other people reported this sighting of seeing the Green Monster. Even though it was proven to be a hoax later, people actually thought they saw this thing. And the great thing about that was, unlike today when the sheriff's out there having an hour and a half press conference live on Fox News, the sheriff back then wouldn't even release the name of the man where the land supposedly, where this thing was spotted, because they were fearing that people were going to go down and, like, you know, hunt down the guy who perpetrated the hoax.
Well, you know, when you read a story like this, and just to follow up really quickly on this, when you read a story like about the Green Monster, you know, I just saw a movie, if you haven't seen it, I suggest everybody see it. It's a great movie called In the Loop, which is a hilarious movie about, it's sort of an allegory to effectively the hoax that a lot of people feel was pulled to justify the Iraq War. And Frank Rich of the New York Times had a column this Sunday where he sort of said that the hoax that was pulled by the Balloon Boy family and the treatment of it was this kind of commentary on society that is pulled from one direction to the other by basically glorified carnival barkers. Do you think that that's the right analysis? And he was sort of lamenting the idea that, sure, we got fooled on Balloon Boy, but that's a little microcosm of how, you know, George W. Bush and the Bush administration were carnival barking effectively about Iraq's WMD, and that this should make us all take pause. I mean, is there something to that, or is that stretching it a little bit?
You know what? I'm not sure it is stretching it too terribly much. We even sort of joked about, you know, well, other famous hoaxes, like you can prosecute two wars with tax cuts.
Right,
you know, that's
right.
Sort of a hoax.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, we didn't want to go there in this piece, certainly. But, you know, I don't know if it is stretching it too much. We have to be a little more discerning in what's being fed to us, not only by the news media, which I'm a part of, but also by our politicians. And I think we've learned a lesson. I hope the media has learned a lesson anyway in the run-up to Iraq War, not asking the hard questions, and I hope that we do a better job next time that comes down. And I think we are in Afghanistan, but you just don't know.
Yeah, it's a tough issue. And I should say before you go, the editorial that you guys wrote recently, I remember it was about 3 weeks ago, I think, or maybe even a month ago, about the public option. I mean, it was a great editorial, and I definitely, my own political perspective. I appreciate you writing it. But what was great about it was, speaking about hoaxes, is it really cut to the heart of the matter. It got away from all of the ideology, by the way, on both sides, and actually cut to the heart of the matter. And that's, you know, I know newspapers are in crisis, but that's exactly what we rely on the media to do for us. Dan Haley, the editorial page editor of the Denver Post, thanks so much for taking the time this morning, and thanks for writing this article about the hoaxes. It's fantastic. Thanks so much for taking the time.
Thanks, David. Take care.
Talk to you soon. 9:52 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's snowy out there. Let's get a traffic update from Rick Morgan.
Thanks, David. No real surprise that, yes, it's a slow drive out there and will be for quite a while with the snow continuing throughout the day. The good news is lighter volume, therefore you're able to get to where you need to go without much difficulty, nothing really getting in your way. It's just going to be a slower drive, with the exception of northbound I-25. A little slow, had an accident about 15, 20 minutes ago. Looks like a bus clipped a car. It's off to the shoulder on the northbound side, but making that a little bit crowded as you make your way from the bridges heading up into the downtown area. And still have that closure north of town. Northbound I-25 still shut down at Wellington to the Wyoming state line due to the weather. Weather forecast, snow, blowing snow continuing most of the day. Another 5 to 9 inches on the way, high of 29. Snow tapers off tonight, low 20. Partly sunny tomorrow with a high of 40. Right now it's 25. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Come into Safeway and discover 5,000 ways you can save using your club card. To learn more about Safeway club card specials and all the great ways to save money, visit Safeway.com today. Safeway, ingredients for life.
We can get this done.
Listen to some of the reasons why thousands of employees have reported software piracy to the Business Software Alliance.
How can I tell my son not to steal and then go to work and upload illegal software because my boss told me to? I have a problem with that. So I reported it to the BSA. I have no regrets.
Report software piracy confidentially, and you may be eligible for rewards of up to $1 million. Visit www.nopiracy.com. Otherwise, call 1-888-NO-PIRACY. Also, you can use Bing or Google and simply input BSA.
Side effects such as headache, fatigue, and indigestion due to dorky sales guys. Dizziness also resulted from complicated financing plans. Consult with Flatiron Subaru in Boulder to avoid these symptoms and see if a new Subaru is right for you.
Flatiron Subaru in Boulder. Just because we're a car dealership doesn't mean we have to act like one. Online at flatironsubaru.com.
We asked women how they felt about getting older. Their number one answer?
Invisible.
I am the invisible woman.
No one gives me a second glance anymore. It's like, hello, over here.
Well, hydroxytone is going to change that, because we believe that every woman deserves smooth, radiant skin that gets noticed. In fact, we feel so strongly about it, we want to give every woman who wants noticeably younger looking skin a free trial of hydroxytone. Just call 1-800-900-6166 in the next 10 minutes. Clinically proven hydroxytone is dermatologist recommended, with ingredients that tighten skin and make wrinkles and fine lines disappear from view. The results are so impressive. Hydroxytone was given away in celebrity gift bags at this year's Emmy Awards.
I get noticed now. I look like I did 5, maybe even 10 years ago.
Take years off your appearance faster than you thought possible. Get your risk-free trial of hydroxytone today. Just call 1-800-900-6166 in the next 10 minutes. That's a free trial at 1-800-900-6166.
When did you start feeling older? When was the last time you felt active and alive? When you felt alert and energized? If it seems like you're often tired and you don't feel as good as you used to, you should know it doesn't have to be this way. If you want to go from aging to active, get ready to call, because we're giving away free trials of a fish oil formula that guarantees you'll feel a difference. To try it risk-free, call 1-800-984-9985. Omega-3 fish oil has been recommended by thousands of physicians around the world to help keep your heart, bones, joints, muscles, and skin healthy. And now researchers are discovering that fish oil with vitamin D supports your healthy energy levels and mood. For a free trial of pharmaceutical-grade Omega Berry fish oil, call now. We'll guarantee you'll feel a difference. Call 1-800-984-9985 for your risk-free trial. 1-800-984-9985. That's 1-800-984-9985.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. It's in the mid-20s out there. It's still snowing. Going to snow all day. If you're driving, stay slow out there. I spun out on the way in. And we were just talking about a movie recommendation for everybody who's who's listening right now. I'm telling you, go rent the movie In the Loop. It is absolutely hilarious. It's a political humor. It's ridiculously funny. I have a blog post up on it at openleft.com where I blog every day. You can, again, always instant message us at am760.net. Go to the J. Marvin page. A couple more instant messages here that I want to read out. We got this one from, again, Terry is complaining about our new lead-in, saying that Mike Rosen, saying I'm not a garden variety liberal, suggests that he thinks that garden variety liberals are stupid. Not a bad point. Not a bad point. That's about the best instant message we've gotten today, and I think it's actually right on. Remember, programming note, I'm not going to be here tomorrow or Monday, and I will not be here also on this coming Wednesday. I'm traveling to New York to film a 20-minute one-on-one interview, at least that's what it's scheduled for now, for the national show PBS Now. About the upcoming elections on Tuesday. We talked about I-300 today. If you have your Denver ballot, I-300, I suggest you vote against it. It's an anti-immigrant bill. And other than that, stay warm, drive slowly, don't hit those turns too hard. I'll see you next week. It's my birthday Monday, 34 years old, Charles Barkley's number, special birthday. If this is a
The word is spreading. Ovation Cell Therapy really works. The thousands of letters, referrals, and survey responses about Ovation Cell Therapy tell it best.
I'm using the Ovation products because I've gone through chemotherapy for breast cancer. I started with the Ovation Cell Therapy when I lost the majority of my hair after my first treatment. And in just a month, my hair started growing back faster. That's when I began using the Complete Ovation System. I'm getting compliments on how fast my hair is coming back. I am truly amazed and completely satisfied with your product.
Ovation Cell Therapy is completely safe, non-toxic, with no side effects, and with just a simple cream rinse type application, helps grow your hair thicker, stronger, longer, and faster, up to twice as fast. Make your hair healthy again. Log on to ovationhair.com and enter AM760 at checkout for a special introductory offer. That's ovationhair.com. And remember to enter AM760 for your special discount. Ovationhair.com.
Ovation is so good, it's guaranteed.
You can eat award-winning barbecue for half price. With Bargain Watch, buy a $30 gift card to Brothers Barbecue for $15 at AM760.net. Brothers Barbecue, fresh, never frozen, always grilled to order. Great deals like this one brought to you by Comcast.
AM760, Colorado's...